Oh, it's going to be a good one tonight.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's.
It's going to be a good one. Let's do some of these just for old time's sake.
All cock and brown.
At the third stroke, it will be 8:07 precisely.
You've got to tell me what sort of dog.
And one more.
Oliva, oliva, oliva.
Exactly. So, 0845 6060 973 is the phone number, isn't it? Get all my bits and pieces, my accoutrement.
Operators are waiting for your call.
Operators, Chris, operators are waiting for your call. 0845 6060 973. Now, how it works is you phone up, sometimes I'll put you straight to air. But generally, you'll phone up, you'll speak to my producer, Agent Chris, and he will, like, find out what you want to say, and then call you back. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Is that me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Ian.
Yes.
You've caught me off guard. I wanted to talk to Chris for a... hi.
Yes.
What I was going to say... Well, I was going to say something to Chris, but...
He's listening.
All right. Well, no, I won't say that now. I'll say that off air. But what I was going to say to you...
Oh, hang on. You can't phone up with secret messages for my producer.
Well, he phoned me last night and I just wanted to answer him.
Oh, yes or no?
Yes.
He says yes, Chris. He says yes. Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
But the reason I phoned you...
Yes.
...was that this morning I was having a shave.
Oh, yeah.
And for a split second,
yeah.
I saw a vision in the mirror
God.
Mo from The Simpsons looking back at me.
Oh, Mo, yeah, yeah.
Now, I've always regarded myself a little bit like Ralph, a little bit thick, but good-looking.
Right, yes.
So I just thought, who do you think you look like in The Simpsons? And what about your listeners? When they look in the mirror, who do they see from The Simpsons?
I don't think I look like anybody from The Simpsons.
I think you look like Sideshow Bob, and Chris looks like Smithers.
Oh, yeah, Chris looks a bit like Smithers, definitely.
Yeah, you could be, oh no, Steve Allen could be old man, what's his name?
Oh, the old Burns, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
He doesn't look anything like Mr. Burns.
No, I'm not talking about what they look like, it's the impression that they give.
Ah, I see.
You know, it's not what you look like, it's what... I work with somebody who's a spitting image of Flanders, not by looks, but in mannerisms.
Mannerisms and personality and style etoire.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a topic.
Yeah, so the listeners could phone in and say I look like whoever they think.
Okay, well, we'll see what they say. Thank you for that.
All right, then.
There we go. It's not a great topic, I'll be honest with you, a little bit rubbish. But you can do that. Now, we need to do a few things we never got around to doing yesterday, which are quite important. What's that funny alphabet called? And I think we might have mentioned this before, maybe like 2 years ago. You know, what is it, Chris? You can do it, can't you?
I can.
Do it. What? Do it.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf.
Hotel.
Indigo. Juliet.
You're listening to London's LBC 97.3, London's biggest conversation.
Kilo, Lima. What?
Mouse? Is it mouse?
I'll come back.
Mango?
Mango.
I'll come back to
Is it melons?
I'll come back to the next one as well.
Okay, so...
Oscar?
Okay, so we've got M&M, we don't know. Okay, yes. Yeah.
Prima?
Mother, isn't it mother?
What, for P?
No, for M.
Oh, mother?
Yeah, go on then.
Mother, naughty, Oscar, Priva.
Prima.
Priva.
Queen.
So you don't know it, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're just making them up now.
Queen.
Roger.
What about him?
That's got to be the next one, isn't it? Roger. Sting. Tantric. Underwater, violence, the double
weather,
excellent, yes, Zappa. So we did it. So that's the alphabet, right? But what is that called? Because we don't know what that's called. I'm sure we did this like 2 years ago or something. We don't know what it. And isn't there another one with alpha, beta? No, that's Greek. Is that Greek? Alpha, beta, zeta, delta. Eta, Feta, Gamma. Hammer.
What?
Isn't that... There's another one, isn't there?
MC...
MC Hammer. Stop! collaborate and listen. Oh, that's Vanilla Ice. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something got a hold of me tightly. Daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? No, you don't know. Then we're going to... Oh. So, 08456060973 is the phone number. And we have a... I'm just going to throw this out. We're going to throw this out and not explain it in any way whatsoever and respond as you see fit. How many steps can you do in one go? That's all we're going to say, and you come back to that any way you think is suitable. How many steps can you do in one go? 0845 60 60 973. It's Samantha in the Plumstead, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hi there, Samantha. Yes, there's a giggle. She giggled. Oh, now she's choking like a man.
Sorry.
Ooh, isn't it? Some people have hideous laughs, don't they?
I've been told I laugh much too loudly, actually.
The giggle's nice, but then you did suddenly become a horse. Oh, Jesus.
I know. Yeah, you're right. Okay, I admit that.
No, it's okay, because I like... it's also sneezes as well. So do you do big, like, man sneezes or little girl...
I'm somewhere in between the two. It depends if I'm in public or not. I can sort of stifle it a little bit.
Because some girls just go...
Train, you know, you're not going to, like, you know, really let one rip, are you?
Some girls go...
My mum does that, and I think, oh, how unsatisfying.
That can't be good for you. That surely is just putting all the snot into your ear tubes. Well, it must be, mustn't it? Because it's not coming out, so it's just going in your ear tubes.
We hadn't thought about it like that, to be honest, Ian, until you just said that.
Anyway, Samantha, yes, I believe you called up because you wanted to say something on the radio. Well, that's what's going to happen.
Thank you very much. I wanted to put you all out of your misery with the phonetic alphabet.
Okay. Oh, is that what it's called?
It's called the phonetic
alphabet. The phonetic alphabet.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Sorry? Chris, what?
No, the phonetic alphabet is like the children's one where you go, ah.
No, that's not. The phonetic alphabet is used for ambulance drivers and emergency personnel like me.
Oh, that lot. Oh, you're good. Well done, yes. Yes, good.
And so I just wanted to put you out. M is Mike, N is November.
So you said M is Mendoza, N is what?
M is Mike.
Mike Mendoza.
And N is November.
And what's Q? Is it Queen?
Quebec.
Oh, Canada, yeah. Well, Samantha, thank you for that. Wouldn't it just be easier just to say the letters? There's only a few letters where it gets... F and S gets confused, but that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you know what? They thought they might as well name them all.
But it's quicker just to go... Well, all you got to do is go, right, there's a car... that's knocked down someone, and the registration is A, T, 3, 6, F for Freddy, S for Sugar, R. That's all you need to do. I've saved time.
You have to follow radio.
I have just saved someone's life there by losing about 5 syllables. So I'm better at life-saving than anyone in the world. Samantha, thank you for that.
All right, my darling. Excuse me.
There you go. Bye-bye. 0845 60 60 973. The show's up and running. Lady Alex is here. Where the hell have you been the last 2 days, Alex?
Bunking off.
Good lad. Well done. Well, we respect you for that.
Thank you.
It's the A-team is here. Let's just...
All right, thanks.
Hello.
Hello, Ian.
Alex.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Excellent. I was just listening to your phonetic alphabet thing.
Yes.
I just wanted to point out a couple of things that Chris might have got wrong.
I'm going to have to put you on hold because we've got a celebrity calling up. Ladies and gentlemen, okay. It's Paul Ross.
Ian, how you doing, matey?
You can't leave us alone, can you?
No, you're like an itch I've got to scratch.
Good. Come and give me a big scratch, mister. Come on.
There you go. Come on, up against me leg.
God. Oh.
Listen, first thing first, Alex is very like the one-armed Vietnam vet out of The Simpsons in his surly, taciturn attitude.
Yes, I agree with that totally. Yeah. He should buck up his ideas a little bit, shouldn't he, really?
Well, no, I just think... the thing is, Alex, is he's more intelligent than all of us, but he doesn't like to show it.
Yeah, he hides it very, very well. Okay.
The other thing is, there's a couple of alphabets I've never got to the end of. One is, there's a kind of market trader alphabet which goes in. It's a rib-tickling, not play on words. A's for horses, B for mutton, C what I did for you, and it goes right the way through.
What?
Which somebody might know. Probably Philippine South Norwood.
Okay.
But it's A for horses, B for mutton, C what I did for you.
A as in hay.
A for horses, B for mutton, C what I did for you.
Yeah.
The other one is, and it's, I know the start of it, because it's used in a horror film.
Yeah.
And it's A is for apple, or rosy and red, B is for bed, where you rest, and it goes right the way through, like a Victorian alphabet.
So a pervert's alphabet.
A kind of paedophile's alphabet.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can track that.
You never know, Ian might come in handy for you later in life.
Okay, what's that? Hang on a second. Right, I'm cutting you off, Paul Ross.
Bye.
Bye-bye, you can't. Let's not even think about what he implied there. So, a phonetic alphabet and a market... No, the market trader's alphabet and a creepy, pervy Victorian's alphabet. 0845-6060-973. We're doing an alphabet special, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Travel News Now, it's Alan Joyce.
And if you're heading on to the M11, it's still looking solid as you head away from town. From Junction 5 at Loughton up to 7 at Harlow, following an accident on the A414 in Harlow, which, by the way, is still completely closed, so that's causing serious delays if you're heading that way. Chigwell High Road in Chigwell is also closed both ways with a burst water main from Vicarage Road, and that is also causing massive delays around the area, especially around the Loughton area as well. And that closure is set to be in until sometime tomorrow morning, at least. Other routes affected to the north of town, the A12 solid from Bow up towards Redbridge, the A10's crawling out of town from the North Circular up to the M25, and the M25 itself, which I think really started all of these problems to the north of town, is still very slow anti-clockwise from 27 at the M11 to 24 at Potter's Bar, and following a couple of accidents there. Of course, there was a serious accident much earlier on this afternoon. Now, elsewhere, Lordship Lane in Dulwich is still closed both ways at Chesterfield Grove because of a fire from earlier on. West of town, the A40 still looks busy from White City to Savoy Circus following an accident there, but that has now been cleared. On the trains, First Connect are still facing delays of up to an hour and a half between Blackfriars and Luton. It's after a signal problem earlier at Harpenden. Midland Mainline, though, gradually getting better now. Delays of up to half an hour between St Pancras and Luton. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Join Jenny Eclair with some quality guests.
Britt Eklund has just walked into the studio. Do you think personally that being beautiful, being famous is tough?
I think being beautiful and being famous, if you have nothing else, yes.
Paul Young's just waltzed in. Did you learn anything on Hell's Kitchen that you didn't know genuinely before?
Well, I wanted to learn about running a kitchen if I had a restaurant, because...
Is that in the back of your mind?
Yes, in the back of my mind.
Who's going to be dropping in this week? Find out. Jenny Eclair, Saturday mornings at the later time from 11, LBC 97.3.
Call that a summer? Oh well, there's always next year. Why not do something about it now and visit the Spanish Property Show at the London Olympia this weekend? Come and find out how easy it is to own your very own dream property in the sun. With thousands of stunning beachfront, golf and marina properties from over 200 independent developers, there's so much to choose from. There are thousands of resale properties available too, and prices start from just £95,000. Don't let winter get you down. Visit the Spanish Property Show at the London Olympia from Thursday the 11th to Sunday the 14th of October. 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Admission is absolutely free.
Time is like money. Any that you have spare is very precious. So why don't you invest some of your time in something really worthwhile? GlaxoSmithKline are looking for volunteers to take part in medical trials at Clinical Imaging Centre London. In return, you'll be compensated for your time and inconvenience. So if you're healthy and aged between 18 and 60, then call us today on 0800 707 6068. That's 0800 707 6068. And find out how you can invest in the future. Help us help people to do more, feel better, live longer.
Don't let winter get you down. Visit the Spanish Property Show at the London Olympia from Thursday the 11th to Sunday the 14th of October. 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Admission is absolutely free.
Whether you commute, race or a cycling novice, if two wheels is your thing, then the Cycle Show is for you. Sneak a preview of the new 2008 models before they hit the shops. You can buy the latest clothing ranges, see the best accessories and watch top professionals compete at the Trials Arena. Test the newest bikes on massive mountain bike, commuter and kids tracks and take the Duathlon Challenge. For tickets, call 08701 261 793 or log on to cycleshow.co.uk. The Cycle Show, the 12th to the 14th of October at Earl's Court. LBC 97.3. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. You see what I've done here? I'm employing the nightly news technique. Be careful, there may be swears in it. I'm employing the nightly news technique, and we're talking about... Where to? To Alphabet Street. It's the Alphabet Special, ladies and gentlemen. First girl that I meet. Yeah, anyway, that's enough of that. Hey, listen. Right, I was listening to my Japanese on the way in. So we're celebrating the magic of the alphabet. So all the alphabets of the world are being celebrated, right? Listen, I'm going to teach you how to speak Japanese I couldn't believe this. I was listening to this, I thought, well, hang on a second. Where is it? What am I under? Beginner's Guide to Japanese. Have a little look here. Beginner's Japanese. I think it's this one. Have a listen to this. This is how easy, right? Japanese. Listen to this, Chris, right? I paid for this. See if you can spot the common theme here. Hang on. Ignore this bit.
Dai Nika.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Igirisujin desu.
I'm English.
Unit 2.
I'm English.
I'm British.
British. Okay, so listen.
Hanashimashou. Let's talk,
okay.
Listen to the pronunciation of these loan words.
Okay, so you can listen to these words, right? These are Japanese words. Listen to them. And these are Japanese words. Have a listen to these. See if you can pick up what any of these are.
A.
Whiskey.
Chris?
Whiskey?
Correct.
B.
Cake.
Any idea?
Cake?
Yes, correct.
C.
Ice cream.
Okay, any ideas?
Alex?
I don't know. Chris, maybe you know it.
Ice cream?
Ice cream, correct, yes.
D.
Tape recorder.
Any idea? No, it's a tough one. Is he speaking in Japanese?
Again?
Well, you've asked me to do something very, very tricky there. Hang on, okay, let's try.
Ice cream.
That's ice cream. We've done that one.
D.
Tape recorder.
Tape recorder.
Tape recorder.
Tape recorder. Well done. Okay. Here we go.
E.
Stereo.
Stereo. Stereo.
Stereo.
Stereo. Well done.
F.
What? Computer.
Don't you talk to him. Hang on.
Bus.
Oh, no, what? Hang on.
Stereo.
Stereo, okay, I've got that.
F.
Computer.
Yes. Speaking Japanese then.
Computer.
Computer, well done.
G.
Bus.
Pass? Bus?
Bus.
H.
Taxi.
It turns out it's the easiest language in the world. It's more listen.
I.
Pants.
Pants.
J.
Koto.
Koto.
K.
They just put O at the end of these ones.
Beddo.
Beddo.
L.
That's Spanish, isn't it?
Restaurant.
Restaurant.
M.
Pen.
Pen. It turns
Tango
out...
Hyo.
Oh, go away. It turns out it's the easiest language in the world to learn. What the hell am I worrying about? 08456060973. Lindy!
Hello.
Hello, Lindy.
How are you?
I'm really good. So I tell you what I had for my lunch today?
Yeah.
I had possibly the unhealthiest lunch a man could eat.
Right.
I had a dozen potato croquettes.
Okay.
And you know those long garlic bread sticks you get frozen from Marks and Spencer's?
Yeah.
One of them.
High on the carbs, then.
I had a whole plate of brown. And for vegetables, I had a bit of tomato ketchup. And that was my lunch. That was all I could find in the freezer. Well, I said it was all I could find. It was the easiest thing there was to make in the freezer because you just put it in the oven.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I left the oven on. Oh, sugar. Never mind.
It'll be all right.
It'll be fine. What's the worst that could happen? The place burns down? Yeah, who cares?
That's all.
Anyway, Lindy.
I can do four steps.
Oh, this is the question. How many steps can you do in one go?
I can do four.
Yeah.
But if I'm not trying to go up the stairs, I can stretch my leg up to six.
Okay, well, but do you follow the international rule that Chris and I made up earlier as we were coming up to the studio, where you can't use any banisters or any help?
Yeah, I can do four with that.
Yeah, okay. And then you have to stand on the step, so you can't sort of just step on it and then run up. You have to be able to stand still on that step.
What, with one foot?
No, with both feet. You have to be able to get up there, step up there, and stay there.
Yeah, I can do four.
Okay, well done. Well, let's see if anybody can do more than four. Because Chris and I were playing this, and Alex, maybe you two can go and play it during the break. We'll see how many steps you can do.
How many did you do?
Four. I can get my foot onto the fifth one, but there ain't no... I've got really tight jeans on. It was hurting me, ding-dang. But so I couldn't get onto the fifth one, but I could definitely get onto four. Although, with difficulty, it turns out.
I could put my leg up onto six.
I bet you could. And what a sight that would be for all to behold. Take a picture and send it in.
All right, then.
Cheers, Lindy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 0845 60 60 973. It's going to be an odd show tonight, but it's going to be a good one. So far, alphabets. Who'd have thought we'd do an alphabet special? Not me, but we are. How many steps can you do in one go? And have we done something else? Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. Alan. Alan?
Oh, hello.
Yes, you're on the radio, mate.
Oh, sorry, I was typing out an email. But, I listen to LBC quite a lot.
Yes.
Especially the catch-up, because I could put the podcast on a little SD card, put it in my phone, have it on loudspeaker, so I could listen to it on the loop.
So you can listen to it on your phone, that's very clever.
Yeah, yeah. On the James O'Brien show...
Oh, yes.
...saying the word, basically.
Oh, okay, he's done that, has he?
Now I listen to how many basically there are on the show.
Yes.
So basically, that's what I called in about. And most of the alphabet that you mentioned is all wrong.
Well, hang on a minute. You count the basically's on his show or my show?
Your show.
Why has he banned the word basically?
Because he don't like it. He gets away with three... Then they cut him off.
But I like... But I don't like... I have no strong feelings. Basically, it's a perfectly valid word, isn't it?
Yeah, but it gets a bit laborious because you start counting that. Basically,
so right. So you're saying that James O'Brien has actually sent you insane and you... Yeah, you have to... You notice... You're like the Rain Man. Every time someone says basically, you go, why is my basically...
Oh, God,
you said it
again.
Yes.
I count the word basically.
Okay, well done,
Most of the alphabet that you mentioned... was wrong.
Which alphabet? The phonetic one?
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, Hotel, India, Juliet, Kilo, Lima, Mike, November, Oscar, Papa, Quebec,
Queen,
Neo,
Sting,
Tango, Uniform, Victor, Whiskey,
Weather,
X-ray,
Excellent,
Yankee,
and Zappa. So Zappa. We got most of them right then.
Why? Oh, yes. I got them all right.
Well, no, it says on my screen you've got an Ian Lee answer machine.
Sorry?
Yes. It's... Oh, flipping heck. It's... I thought we'd ban this lot with the takeover of Globotech. It says on my screen you have an Ian Lee answer machine.
Oh, that's fine, yes. Yeah, I had to dial that on, and I use your, I'm sorry that the person you're called,
Can we... Great, tell you what, after the news...
I'll put the... divert on.
Yeah, we'll call you up after the news and we can listen to it, please.
Okay, yes.
All right, thank you, Alan.
Okay, bye.
Bye. He was weird. I don't know what he's talking about. We'll have a listen afterwards and see what he was talking about. Right. A shambolic start, but I think, you know, we're really going to pick up speed, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. What, the soap operas are on? Leave those. Those are for losers. What, the Pride of Britain Awards is on? Leave those. Those are for losers. Oh, no. Those are for winners. Ruined a good episode of Jeremy Carl, though, by having a special about the Pride of Britain Awards. Disappointing. 0845 6060 973. More of your calls after this.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two. But I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies. I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived. And Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
Understand more about yourself, the way you think, behave and communicate with people around you.
Make sense of your world with Psychologies, the first women's magazine that's about what we are really like, not just what we look like.
This month, we have more choices than ever before at work and at home, but many couples are finding their changing roles cause more trouble than they solve. Find out how men and women can understand each other better, and what do we mean by infidelity?
Make sense of your world with Psychologies magazine. New issue, out now. On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30. I'm Holly Holland. The government's facing calls to intervene in the postal dispute in a Commons motion tabled by 40 Labour MPs. Most posties have been back at work, but staff in East and South West London have staged a surprise walkout. It's over a change in hours. Their union says members arrived for their shift at 5 a.m. only to be told they had to start at 6 and wouldn't be paid for that lost hour. There are reports of another high school shooting in America. According to Sky News, at least three people have been injured in the attack by a 14-year-old at a school in Cleveland, Ohio. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Gordon Brown's faced his first Prime Minister's questions since the summer break. He again refused a Tory demand for a referendum on the new EU treaty. The PM faced questions over the on-off election and the government's new inheritance tax proposals. Police are investigating after a teenager was shot in the chest in Woolwich in the early hours of this morning. It's thought the 19-year-old was attacked after he was approached by a group of three young men just after midnight on Boyard Road. He's being treated in hospital, where his condition's not thought to be life-threatening. In London's weather, mist and fog will thicken up tonight, and there'll be some dense patches out of town. And there'll be lows of 9 degrees Celsius. You're with LBC, it's 7:31.
This is Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. Still big delays if you're heading up to Stansted Airport this evening on the M11. It's crawling northbound from Junction 5 at Loughton up to 7 at Harlow, mainly because of a crash in Harlow on the A414, which has shut the road both ways at the Moat House roundabout. Thank you, John, for your update on the jam line. Still, it really is solid on all the approaches to the roundabout at Junction 7. Further down the M11, though, it's not been helped by another closure in Chigwell. Now, the Chigwell Road is closed both ways between Rolls Park and Vicarage Lane following a burst water main, and it does look as though that's going to remain closed now until at least tomorrow morning. A10's crawling out of town from the North Circular up to the M25. That's after a crash on the M25 earlier on. Lordship Lane in Dulwich, though, has now reopened both ways at Chesterfield Grove following a fire earlier. Tubes are running okay this evening, but on the trains, First Connect have delays of up to an hour and a half still between Blackfriars and Luton after a signal failure. Midland Mainline have delays of up to half an hour between St Pancras and Luton, and C2C trains now have delays of up to 20 minutes between Fenchurch Street and Grays, and also between Fenchurch Street and Upminster. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
LBC 97.3. Christo.
Yeah! He's on at the weekends, but I'm going to steal his jingles because they're good. I want a jingle where it's just the man saying, Ian! Right, 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. It's Alphabet Special. So, we're looking for the Market Traders Alphabet. There's another creepy one from the Victorian ages, apparently, that Paul Ross phoned up. And Paul Ross, who stores special brew in the fridge here at LBC. I don't know. I think that's possibly against the rules. Also, how many steps can you do in one go? Oh, Chris, get rid of one of these people. I've got to phone that bloke up, haven't I? We've got Here Is Ian Lee Answer Machine. Who was he? Was he Alan?
Alan.
Okay, so I touch that, and I dial that. Let's have a little listen. I bet he answers.
Hello, you. This is Ian Lee. Guess what? They didn't want to talk to you. Yeah, no, they'll say they were busy or doing something. What? They didn't want to talk to you. You can either take the hint and get stuffed and never call them again, or you can leave your message now.
At the tone, please record your message.
When's that from?
When you have finished, you may hang up, or press 1 to change your message.
Alan, you're a freaking genius, my friend. When the hell did I do that? Do you know, I think we did it... I don't think you were here. I think it was Mr. Hooker. Like, when they were just testing out the technology and stuff.
When they tested it out on you?
Yeah. I was a pioneer in those days. Now I'm just an old has-been. Anyway, yeah, Alan, thank you. Right. Adrian.
Hello.
Adrian, you're on the radio.
How you doing?
And Simon, you're on the radio as well.
Hello.
Hello, Adrian. Hello. So, Adrian, you go first. What have you got for us?
Well, I can get up to about F on that Market Traders one.
All right, go on then. Let's have it.
Right, so as your colleague, Mr. Ross, said, we got A for horses, B for mutton, C for miles.
No, C for Highlanders.
Well, I had it C for miles.
C for miles is the who?
Well, I know, but it's also a couplet, isn't it? C for miles, you know.
Okay.
D for dumb. E, I can't remember. I think E for Adam.
E for Adam.
Oh, Adam.
Good man. E for Adam. Rick.
Yeah, E for Adams. That's right, yeah. Okay. And my favourite, and I'll stop at this one because that's all I can remember, my favourite, F of Essence.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
That's all right. Yeah. Well, I don't know, what is this from? I've never even heard of this.
Well, it's simply Market Traders, and every letter will be followed by four, F-O-R. So everything is for something or other. But using your imagination and in the vernacular, market trading vernacular, as in A for horses, you know, it actually works.
Simon, can you do the rest of it,
Simon? You're going to kick yourself when you miss G. G for police.
G for police.
G for police.
It sounds like, Ian Lee, you've got to let your mind wander a little bit. The chief of police, the chief of police.
Oh, G for police. Oh, flipping
it. Add a little bit of the Cockney rhyming slang.
That's stretching it.
Open your mind a little bit. It's
all right, fellas.
Surreal, but it works.
It's not 1967. I'm not going to take a sugar cube with you. Can you do the rest of it, Simon?
I can't do H. I was Arthur Novello.
Okay, yeah.
Arthur Novello, who's a...
does the rubbish awards thing, yes.
Yeah. Jaffa was Jaffa oranges.
Jaffa.
Oranges are really rare after the war. So it's Jaffa.
Seedless,
oranges.
Yes.
Was it CAF or restaurant? CAF or restaurant.
You're just making this up now.
No, I'm not. No. L was L for leather.
Okay,
yes, brilliant.
L for leather. Emphasis. Infradig.
Yeah.
M for what?
Infradig. It was like there were lots of sort of hippie people in coffee bars at the time, and it was very infradig.
Infradig.
O for the wings of a dove.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
O for the wings of a dove. Correct.
P for relief.
Yes.
As in stand in the sea and it all turns green around you. Q for anything, because that was post-war rationing.
Right. Adrian's loving this, isn't he?
It's all coming back
it's
to me.
It's good. It's gone, yeah.
But there were different ones, like R for ASCII.
Oh, see, that's better.
And there was R for Mo.
Yeah.
So R for ASCII, he was brilliant. He should have been knighted. He was absolutely brilliant. S, I can never remember. S, it might have been Esther Williams.
That doesn't work, though. S for Esther Williams.
That doesn't work. It's got to be four.
S for... I don't know.
No, I can't do it. T for two.
Yeah.
U for me.
U for me. Brilliant.
Now, I'm going Viva Italia, but I don't think it would have been Italy then.
Right.
It might have been V for victory.
I think it is.
Adrian, shut up. You dropped out at E, Adrian. You haven't got a clue what you're talking about.
Oh, he's good backup, though.
Backup, yeah.
W for a quid.
W for a quid?
W. Double or quid. W for a quid. A quid. A quid was a pound.
Well, I know what a quid is.
You're not that young, then.
No, I'm not. I know what a quid is. Don't people say a quid anymore? People say like 10 quid and stuff. Anyway, guys, so W for a quid. That doesn't quite work.
X for breakfast.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And wife or husband.
Yeah.
And Z, I've no idea.
Z for.
Zephyr.
All right, so Zed we're looking for. All right, listen, Adrian Simon, thank you very much for that. Excellent stuff.
Before you go...
Yes, boss.
Before you go, do you remember that there's also a way of using letters to make... There was an... the egg set me off, actually. There's an X for...
I can do that one.
I'm online. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Go on, then.
I think it was a sketch. Are you talking about that sketch from Not the 9 O'Clock News about the... The Swedish cafe owner.
That was it. That was it. Yeah.
And it went...
F-U-N-E-X.
L-O. L-O. As in L-O.
F-U-N-E-X. S-V-F-X.
That's it.
F-U-N-E-M. S-V-F-M.
S-V-F-X. Okay. M-N-X.
See if Ian can finish it off. He's meant to be a comedian.
Fellas, thank you very much for that. They lost me at the end there. Cheers, Simon. Cheers, Adrian. There we go. Good lads. Who'd have thought the alphabet special could be so controversial and so full of fun? 0845-6060-973 is the telephone number. We're celebrating the magic of the alphabet. Without any irony, it turns out. A tongue was in our cheek to start with. Now, it seems we're doing it properly. How many steps can you do in one go? Does anyone know what pushing tin means? Chris was trying to explain it. Don't come on the radio. Don't.
What did you say?
Oh, I'm trying to get I want one of the listeners to explain pushing tin and see if it backs up your theory as to what it means. Because it's a phrase I'd never heard of before. Apparently it's a film, but it refers to something, a thing that people can do. So if you know what pushing tin means, 0845 6060973, because I don't buy Chris's nonsense when he was talking about it. Dell is in the Loughton. Hello, Dell.
Hi. A great show, by the way.
Thank you.
You played a little piece of music about 7:20 as an introduction thing to your show. I'm a musician, and I just want to know what the track was and who's it by.
Right, hang on a second. What was it?
It was like a...
Oh, was it this?
I don't know, no. About 7:20, it was a... I don't know. Pop song.
Oh, hang on a second. I think I know. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Let's have a little look.
Great track.
Let's have a look. Was it, hang on. Oh, God. It's all on my iPod. Was it, hang on.
And you said, oh, that's enough of that.
Yeah, hang on. I know exactly what it was. hang on. This iPod's not as quick as I'd like it to be. Was it, Why are you interested?
Well, because I'm a musician and I always got my ear to the ground for tracks.
Ear to the ground. Okay, well then it probably was...
I think it might have been a girl singer, it might have been a bloke singer. But it was
either a man or a woman singing?
Well, it was like a funky, sort of, bit of a funky...
Here we go. Was it this? Hang on, here we go.
Yeah,
you think it was this, yeah? It's Jason Donovan.
You think that was the one you played?
It could have been.
But I don't think it was him.
You sure it's not? Hang on.
I don't think it was that one.
You'd be okay, but then you left and went away. Since we parted, broken-hearted, can't eat, can't sleep, can't do anything. It wasn't that then.
I don't know. Can't you remember the one you played about 7:20?
Oh, hang on a minute. Was it this? It wasn't that.
No.
Played
it, and you said, oh,
well,
that's enough of that.
Oh, hang on a second. I know exactly what it was. Hang on. Hang on a minute. Was it, oh, for goodness sakes. Oh, it was, was it this? Hang on. Here we go.
Porcupine pipe.
No, it wasn't that one. Okay. Was it, Was it this one? Every time I see you. No, it wasn't that one. Oh, God. Hang on a second. Right, hang on.
You probably just play them at random then.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Hang on, let's see. Hang on. Was it, oh, for goodness sakes. Oh, God. If you're listening at home, I do apologise. We'll get there eventually. I know exactly what it was. It would have been, this. Hang on, here we go. Ow! Gonna do ya. I'm going down to Alphabet Street. Was it that?
I think it was that one, yeah.
It's Prince.
It's Prince, is it?
It's Prince, yeah.
All right. What's the track called?
It's called Alphabet Street by Prince.
Lovely.
What are you going to play it then?
No. It's just, well, what? I have to just listen to every track, and then I listen to the key and, work out the things, and if I like it enough and I can manage it, then I'll stick it in my roof. That's how it goes.
Hang on. So what do you do? Where do you play?
All over.
What?
Clubs.
So anything. You're going to do Alphabet Street in your repertoire? That's brilliant.
No. Well, I'll see how it goes.
Go on, do a bit. I'm going down to Alphabet Street.
He's got such a high voice.
So yeah. Well, you can bring it down a key or an octave even.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
But I'll just have to listen to it first.
Well,
I don't know that's the one, because it's just got that nice...
Well, dear, when you work out Alphabet Street by Prince, will you phone us up and play it?
Yeah.
I'm seriously. Or, even better, right? If you work out Alphabet Street by Prince, can you come in the studio and play it for us?
Okay.
We will get you a cab. Hang on, where's Loughton?
Loughton, Essex.
Where's that? Can we get a cab to Essex? Is that too?
Is that within the M25?
Is that within the M25? Is it within the M25?
In Epping Forest.
Is that within? That's outside the M25.
It's within the M25.
Well, in that case, if you work at Alphabet Street by Prince, we'll get you a cab to and from your home. You come in and you play it, then you go home. How does that sound?
Oh, as long as you pay me.
Dale, what? No, what? Pay you? No, get. I'm offering the chance to come on the radio and play Alphabet Street by Prince. He's not going to get that anywhere, is he? Alan Joyce.
Yes. The M11 still solid out of town as you head up towards Junction 7 for Harlow because of an accident on the A414 in Harlow. But the road is still closed both ways there at the Moat House roundabout as a result. And the queues now on the M11 itself are back to the M25. The M25 itself has been suffering pretty much all afternoon today. It's following a big accident earlier near Junction 25 for the A10. Still quite busy now anti-clockwise from 25 to 24 heading towards Potter's Bar. And the A10's crawling out of town from the North Circular up towards the M25 as a result of that. Chigwell Road in Chigwell is still closed both ways between Rolls Park and Vicarage Lane following a burst water main. That's caused massive delays around Loughton as well. The A40 is still looking slow heading out of town from White City out to Savoy Circus following a crash earlier. Tube's running okay. On the trains though, First Connect have delays of up to an hour and a half still between Blackfriars and Luton after a signal failure. Midland Mainline have delays of up to half an hour between St Pancras and Luton. And C2C trains have delays of up to 20 minutes between Fenchurch Street and Grays and also between Fenchurch Street and Upminster. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in half an hour.
Clive Bull on London's biggest conversation.
Jenny Eclair. Well, not exactly. I mean, lovely lady. Don't get me wrong. LBC's Jenny Eclair. But not exactly a sex symbol, I think we'd say. I mean, she is grumpy old woman. And Steve Allen. Likewise.
Join Clive Bull five nights a week, Sunday to Thursday from 10, LBC 97.3.
Bob, Gordon, emergency. My email's down. I know it's Sunday evening. I don't need my IT Johnny to tell me that. What do you think I'm doing? I'm trying to send my chef a last-minute change for my menu.
If your IT at work breaks down, you want it fixed there and then, whatever time of day it is. With an instant IT breakdown recovery service from BT, you get 24/7 support from one of our UK-based experts. So whatever size your business, you'll be back doing what you do best in no time.
I don't care if you're having roast chicken with all the trimmings and the stuffing. If you don't sort it out, I'll personally stuff you. Bob. Bob.
To find out more about 24/7 expert IT support from BT, visit bt.com/business. BT, bringing it all together.
See website for details.
A full head of hair is part of what makes a man feel like a man, know what I mean? So when it starts to
disappear, you can end up losing your mojo and feeling a little bit, But
Regain is clinically proven to help stop hair loss in 8 out of 10 cases. Visit regain.co.uk or your local pharmacy for a product that can help you rediscover your shamalama ding-dong. Regain, hair for life.
Regain for Men contains minoxidil for hereditary hair loss, requires continuous use. Always read the label.
LBC 97.3.
0845 6060 973. Christo.
Yes, so it's not. We're just playing that because they're quite good jingles. He's on at the weekend. What time? Do we know what time Christo's on? Alex, you do Christo, don't you?
Every week.
What time is he on?
Six.
On Saturdays?
Yes.
For 4 hours?
Yes.
Okay, and Sundays? Your mind has gone blank. How very unprofessional of you.
He's on seven.
Okay. He's on for 7 hours on a Sunday. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
All day.
0845 6060973. We're celebrating the magic of the alphabet. So any stories that contain the alphabet in, we'd love to hear them. Oh, yes, we would. Also, what's pushing tin and how many steps can you do in one go? And a bit later on, I was presented with some bizarre statistics at the weekend. I'll do the statistics over after 8 o'clock. Bizarre statistics. I don't know where they come from. So maybe you can tell me if they're true or indeed complete guff. Raj is in the Chingford. Hello, Raj.
Hello, mate. Well, not quite in Chingford anymore.
Don't care.
Just got back home, really.
Good lad. Well done. Where is home for you?
Fulham.
Fulham.
Yes.
That's further than our conversation. Do you know what, Raj? I'm really, really hungry. I had for lunch today, I had garlic bread and potato croquettes. That's a plate of brown.
That is a premier lunch compared to what I had. See, I fast all day, you see. I had to eat a McDonald's.
But McDonald's isn't fasting. That still counts as food, just.
That's not food. I might as well feed with the rats.
Oh, you know? Well, no, but of course we have to say for legal reasons, because they have an excellent legal team at McDonald's. Mmm, tasty. Tasty food there, McDonald's. But so, hang on, if you're fasting, do you have the McDonald's when it's dark then?
Well, I had to pull over because I was really hungry. I haven't eaten all day, I had to do something, and, you know, it wasn't... I actually feel worse now than I was, so I'm kind of regretting it, so...
I don't mind a McDonald's every now and then. But so, you when you're fasting, you're only fasting when it's daylight?
From sunrise to sundown.
Not being funny, mate, that's a cop-out, because it's not dark, it's not daylight for that long. It was dark by 5:30 tonight.
Well, not that's earlier not... on in the month, though, come on. Yeah, you know, it was like 14 hours.
You should be fasting in July. If you want real dedication to the religious cause, and I respect you for doing it, but you want to do it in July if you want to show people that you really mean it. That's when it's daylight all day.
Well, maybe I'll give it a go. But I wanted to say one thing.
Go on, Raj.
You and John Holmes should be on a radio show together. I think you're both legends.
Oh, really?
I do. I think you're the best radio presenters going.
He's a nice lad, John Holmes. He's a nice lad. He's very short. He's under 5 foot.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that to judge him in any way. I think he's 4'10¾ or something.
He's borderline dwarf, kind of.
I don't know, what is the cut-off point? I think the cut-off point is 5 foot. If you're below 5 foot, you are technically a midget, I think.
Really?
Maybe someone could call in and let us know. What's the cut-off point for midgets? 0845-6060-973. I shall pass on your good words to him, Raj.
Okay.
I won't. Anyway, what can I do for you?
I can do 5½ steps.
5½ steps. We're asking, ladies and gentlemen, how many steps can you do in one go? Now... Are these... I suspect the steps here at LBC are... this is going up, is it?
Starting down, I can actually do 5½. I'm kind of almost doing the splits, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Can you then go up? Can you pull yourself up with your legs? I can reach to the sixth step. Easy, I can reach there. I have not a hope in hell of standing up on that sixth step, though.
Oh, no. I fall down and bang my head normally when I do try that. It is quite painful,
yeah.
You know. I can't stand up. I can stand up on four. I can do four.
I think we'll be hard-pushed to find four. It's got to be said, isn't it one of the most fun things and the oddly satisfying things to try and do is try and pull yourself up a number of steps without using the handrails?
Yeah, it is quite satisfying until somebody spots what you're doing and thinks, what a weird bloke.
Yeah, then you look like an idiot. Hey, I meant to take this. There was a brilliant programme on telly last night. I think it was last night. I saw the trailer for it. The World's Tallest People.
And yes, I saw that.
Was it any good? Because I saw the trailer, and all it was just like really, really tall people, like about 8'9" and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you've got tall. You've got your kind of, you know, your good-looking tall bloke, but then these guys were complete freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like the BFG, you know, not very kind of...
They had massive ears as well.
Well, they had big ears, big noses, big heads, and really, really big eyes, and, you know, and they couldn't walk properly. They had really these big hands and bucket hands, and...
Bucket,
you know,
heads.
It just didn't look right, and, you know, it was wrong. It was just so wrong.
Well, saying we should send all the tall people in the world to an island and just nuke it? Is that what you're saying? harsh words. This is for a man who's fasting for religious purposes. Wow, harsh, Raj.
Well, I think they were on camels. I mean, people could ride them. They could probably make a lot of money.
What?
You know, camel riding is quite, you know, they charge money. I think they could put kiddies on their backs and kind of...
Have you ever been on a camel?
I've been on a camel. I came back from Egypt a couple of weeks ago. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's good when you sit on them. They're sat down and you sit on them, and then they go to stand up. And to stand up, they put their back legs up first.
Yeah.
So tilt foot, you're facing the ground all of a sudden.
Well, you think you're going to fall down and crack your skull, but, you know, it doesn't quite happen. You somehow always manage to stay on there.
But if you were on the back of one of those freaky giant people, then it'd probably be a lot safer.
It probably will, because they will hold you as well, and they probably know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But if you kind of started to pull their hair and pinch them like you do to a camel, I don't think they would quite like it.
Raj, listen, thank you for that. Good call.
Cheers, mate.
Best call of the night so far, I would say, definitely. We covered many, many topics. Fasting, religion, and freaky giant people.
I'm sure I could if...
Is the time for this and the other one?
Oh, if only that had just...
I bet they ask about last month.
We live in a world of commotion, of movement, of change, and it's hard to find a moment to be yourself.
But at the School of Meditation, we can teach you how to find that still centre which is within us all, despite living in a hectic environment.
The School of Meditation will help you develop an inner stability and strength which will always be available to you whatever the circumstances. And you'll discover that the stillness you can access brings peace and harmony to yourself and those around you.
So if you feel there should be more to life, if you want to achieve your potential, if you want to allow time for being yourself, visit a School of Meditation open evening.
They're held twice a month at the School of Meditation at 158 Holland Park Avenue. For details, see schoolofmeditation.org or call 020 7603 6116.
The School of Meditation.
A proven method from a timeless source with a support structure for today.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Okay. Martin is in the buzzard.
Hello.
Hello, Martin.
Sorry, I'm still a bit upset.
I've got to say, listen, yeah, we're talking about Barry Court, of course, who passed away the other day. Now, we had someone phone up yesterday who said they'd met Barry Court in a beer thing in Munich or something. He sent me a picture. It looks a lot like Barry Court, but of course it's not, mate. Of course it's not.
I've seen him on the slab, mate, you know. Yeah, he's got the embalmed fluid in there, so he's definitely gone.
Hey, listen, we'll get over it, and we've got his wonderful movie and his album, and, you know, hopefully, I think one of UK Gold or something are going to show a repeat of Butty Butty Bingo, so...
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, they're going to show the whole series, so, you know...
Keep it was a bit risque for its time.
Well, I bet it's dated quite badly, to be honest. I wouldn't have thought it would have lasted that well.
No, not Butty Butty Bingo.
Butty Butty Bingo. I don't really remember it. I wasn't really allowed to watch it, but I had a black and white telly in my bedroom, so I could watch it then.
Well, at least we get closure tomorrow, because we've got the funeral.
Is it tomorrow, is it?
They've got the 6-minute silence at 7:03 tomorrow evening.
Well, we'll be adhering to that, of course we will. Yeah. We'll have 6-minute silence on LBC 97.3 tomorrow night.
Hey,
chin up, fella, chin up.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Yeah, go on.
Pushing Tin.
Yes, well, what is Pushing Tin?
Well, there was a film in the mid-80s with Richard Dreyfuss and, what's the fat bloke, Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah.
And it had the title Pushing Tin.
Right.
It was about a couple of aluminium salesmen. Aluminium side salesmen. You know the aluminium siding they put on the houses in America.
Yes.
It was a comedy about that. And apparently, Pushing Tin refers to who can get the best sales figures.
Okay. Well, let's go. Chris has brought this subject. Chris, is the Pushing Tin you're referring to do with selling aluminium, or as they call it in America, aluminium?
No,
it's not what he's talking about, Martin.
What's he referring to?
Johnny, do you know what Chris is talking about?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Go on.
Keep on running, you lot. Sorry.
Who's running?
The under-15s.
Yeah, that's it. Are you the PE teacher?
I'm a coach.
Oh, get in there. Keep on running, you lazy lot. I'm on the phone on the radio.
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
Go on.
I'm a bit concerned about a man that's running after under-15s coming on your show.
He's teaching them football, don't worry. Johnny, go on, what have you got?
Right, actually. But, selling cars.
What?
Keep on, actually. Go on, get going. Selling cars.
Who's the worst on the team? Be honest.
No one. They were excellent.
Oh, don't give me that American claptrap. One of them's got to be rubbish. Johnny?
Yes, but I'm not going to tell them.
Okay.
Okay, because they all need the encouragement. They'll get on that.
Well done, you. Well done. Chris, is it to do with selling cars?
No.
Johnny, it's not. It's not what he's talking about. It's not what he's... Johnny, listen, thank you for that. Good luck with the rugby.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, fella. Martin, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. There we go. So we're trying to find out. Pushing Tin, it's a phrase that Chris has come up with. He claims it actually means something. So far, it's not selling aluminum and it's not selling cars. 0845 6060973. You can still contribute stories to our alphabet special. How many steps can you do in one go? And is it true 83% of people who abuse animals abuse children and the elderly? I'll tell you where I got those stats from after the latest news. Thank you.
on 97.3
DAB
and online.
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, another high school shooting in the US. MPs call for action over postal strikes, and the O2 hosts more top-level American sport. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis. It's reported a 14-year-old boy is dead after shooting three people at a school in the US. It's thought two teachers and one student were injured at Success Tech Academy in Cleveland, Ohio. It's understood the student got into a fight with another student earlier in the week and returned to his school with a gun in each hand. President of Cleveland Teachers Union, Joanne DeMarco, is looking after pupils.
I just got here, and I know that there's been a shooting, and so of course I'm here for the children. And you know, schools are supposed to be safe places, and not that Cleveland's immune to anything going on in the nation, but Success Tech would have been the last place we would have thought of.
40 Labour MPs have tabled a Commons motion urging the government to intervene in the postal dispute. Most postal workers have gone back to work, but staff in the east and southwest of London have staged a surprise walkout. It's over changes in hours. Police are investigating after a teenager was shot in the chest in Woolwich in the early hours of this morning. It's thought the 19-year-old was attacked after he was approached by a group of three young men just after midnight on Boyard Road. He's being treated in hospital where his condition's not thought to be life-threatening. Three people have been injured after falling into a crack in the floor which forms Tate Modern's latest installation. The Tate says they weren't seriously injured and have told us 23,000 people have visited the artwork by Doris Salcedo. The O2 Arena's hosting world-class American sport again. The Minnesota Timberwolves and Boston Celtics are playing an NBA basketball match there. Phil Beard, chief executive of the O2 Arena's, told LBC it highlights the growing stature of the venue.
For anyone that's been to the O2 since we opened at the end of June, I think they'll realise we've got a world-class music, sport and entertainment venue. We've already had tennis, boxing, we hosted a UFC tournament, we've got lots more coming, NHL, NBA, as I said. But we've had great music, and I think when people who are bringing events are looking for world-class facilities, I think at the moment you can't argue that we are right up there, not just in the UK and Europe, but probably in the world.
England have won their first ever one-day international series in Sri Lanka. The cricketers beat the home side by 5 wickets in Colombo to take an unassailable 3-1 lead with one game to go. And Chelsea have confirmed they've reached an agreement with Ajax for the release of Henk ten Cater. Now, if you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's Travel Will First Connect trains still have serious delays. That's between Blackfriars and Luton after a signal failure earlier. And London's weather. Well, mist and fog will thicken up tonight. There'll be some dense patches out of town. A minimum temperature of 9 Celsius. It is currently 15 Celsius at Tower Bridge. The sun's going to rise at 7:15. Then mist and fog will clear. You're listening to LBC. It's now 3 minutes past eight.
Listen to your favourite shows again on LBC 97.3. Log on to lbc.co.uk and go to LBC Plus. It's simple. Just click and listen. LBC Plus.
Look around you. How many of the people around you right now could become ill at any time? At GlaxoSmithKline, we undertake medical research to develop new drugs for today and tomorrow. We just need you to help us with our clinical trials at our research unit at Clinical Imaging Centre London. You'll be paid for your time and commitment if you take part in a study. So, if you're healthy and aged between 18 and 60, then call us today on 0800 707 6068. That's 0800 707 6068. Help us help people to do more, feel better, live longer.
C 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good Evening.
I've been blowing my nose so much, I've given myself a headache. I think I've got like an aneurysm or something in my head. Anyway, it's Alphabet Special, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating the magic of the alphabet. Any stories you've got about the alphabet, do give us a call. 0845 606 8973. How many steps can you do in one go? What the hell is pushing tin? This is Chris's stupid phrase that he's come up with. It's not selling aluminium and it's not selling cars. Now, and also, I gave out some startling statistics before the news there. Don't worry, I'm not getting all heavy. It's not Black Friday again. But there was... I've got to be careful how I phrase this, because in Muswell Hill, where I live, every now and then, I would imagine this guy sets up sort of all around North London. Every maybe month, 5 weeks, there's a wagon in the high street that's got loads of dogs in it, like loads of dogs in it. And this guy's collecting for his dog home. Fair enough. I've got to admit, I don't give because I'm slightly suspicious. But it's probably perfectly legit, but I have questions that can't be answered. But he had this handwritten thing, like on a whiteboard. It is now a proven fact that 83% of people who abuse animals also abuse children and the elderly. Now, I don't want to dispute this man, but that sounds like the biggest load of made-up guff I've ever heard in my life. It's a proven fact that 83% of people who abuse animals also abuse children and the elderly. Now, the first thing is, can anyone phone in and back up those statistics? I doubt it. I doubt it. But maybe I've missed some report somewhere that said that. That maybe there was a big thing that came out, and it's a fact. It is a proven fact that that's the case. I would like to err on the side that is a made-up statistic. Ever come across made-up statistics? Things that the statistics are obviously just made up, just to kind of try and prove someone's rubbish argument. Now, of course, you can make up statistics. Anyone can do it. Between 1 and 100% of statistics are made up. That is a fact. It just seemed like the biggest nonsense. So, ever come across made-up statistics, or is it a proven fact that 83% of people who abuse animals also abuse children in the yard? It seemed quite a sweeping statement. And also, what is abuse of an animal? When Chris has gone off to make some to get some notes for me, when he comes back, I'm going to abuse him in the same way. Well, I'm going to talk to him in the way that I talk to my cat sometimes, and we'll see if it's abuse. We'll work out what's abuse and what's just friendly banter. So we'll do that when Chris comes back. In the meantime, though, let's go to Joyce. Hello, Joyce.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ian.
Yes.
You was asking about pushing tin.
Pushing tin, yes.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
In the 90s, yes. I don't know whether this is the correct answer, but in the 90s, yes, my husband and I went to see a film called, yes, Pushing Tin.
Oh, right.
And it starred John Cusack and Bob Thornton.
This is sounding vaguely familiar, yes.
Yes, and they were air traffic controllers.
Right.
And one was a bit nutty and the other one was a bit laid back. And we didn't actually enjoy the film, but I don't know if I should be saying that.
No, well, you can say, John Cusack, he looks quite good, but he's never really done a good film, has he?
No, I don't know. I've seen him in, I couldn't remember all of them, but I mean, I've seen him in other films and he's been better. We didn't actually enjoy that one as good, but that's the only thing I can think of. He's moving around the aeroplanes.
Right, okay, now this is interesting, right? So pushing tin is when you're an air traffic controller and you move the aeroplanes around.
Yes.
That's not what Chris thinks. You know, Chris has seen this film, right? This is where he's got, he's not here at the moment, so we can be as rude as we want about him. Chris has seen the film, right? And that's what he is where he gets it from. But he thinks that pushing tin is where you stand at the end of a runway and the aeroplane lifts you off the ground. Did that happen in the film?
No.
It did.
They were moving around. They're air traffic controllers. So they're just moving around in the air, not actually on the ground.
God almighty. So it's not when an aeroplane lifts you off the ground because of its thrust or something.
Oh, I thought so, no.
Joyce, okay, well, listen, thank you for that. We were saying the other day that not many people go to the... Do you still go to the pictures?
Yes, not as much.
What was the last thing you went and saw?
Oh, ages ago. Oh, I can't even remember. It was ages ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hang on a second, Chris is coming in.
We used to go quite a lot, but we haven't been this year. There's nothing that's sort of caught my eye.
It's all a load of old...
I was going to go and see Atonement, but I couldn't get my husband to go with me.
Oh, that's a girl's film, that's why.
I think it is, yeah.
Hang on. Chris, come in here. Joyce is talking about the film Pushing Tin with John Cusack.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And so is that where you got it from?
Yeah.
Right. Pushing tin, according to Joyce, is when the air traffic controllers guide the aeroplanes around in the air. That's right, isn't it, Joyce?
That's what she said.
No. It's when you like stand at the top of a runway.
Here we go. Listen to this.
And when a plane comes into land, the kind of backdraft from the engines kind of throws you up into the air.
Joyce, did that happen at all in the film? She's laughing.
No,
it doesn't even happen in the film, Chris.
No, that's what that term is for.
Joyce, thank you for that. You've been very lovely. Cheers for that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Right, OK, so Chris seems to think that... oh, yeah, go on, get line five. Chris seems to think that pushing tin is when an aeroplane lands or takes off and the thrust, the backdraft, blows you off. Now, can you have been blown off by a plane? I don't think so. And if anyone else has seen the film Pushing Tin, does that happen in it? In a few moments, I will be I'll be speaking to Chris in the way that I speak to my cat, and we'll find out whether it's abuse or just affectionate fun. We'll see in a second. Before that, let's go to Reenie. Hello, Reenie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
Hello, my love.
A while back, you were talking about the fool's alphabet, but I don't know whether you found out more about
it. The fool's alphabet? Is that the market traders one?
No, that's the A for horses.
Oh, yeah, this is... Yeah, that's the...
I have got a copy of it.
That's called the fool's alphabet, is it?
The fool's alphabet.
OK, well, let's have it. Go on.
Well, Sam, I don't understand. A for horses.
Yeah.
B for mutton.
B for mutton, yeah.
C for yourself.
C for yourself, good one.
D for dumb.
D for dumb.
E for brick.
No, Eva Brick?
Eva Brick. Eva Brick.
What? Who's Eva Brick?
Well, I mean, that's just it, isn't it? That's what you do with E. E for brick.
But I don't get why it's brick.
Well, it's because it makes a saying. You have to have a bit of imagination.
Don't tell me off. I'm trying. But I don't get Eva Brick.
No, I don't get them all.
Oh, right. No, like Heave a Brick.
It's called Fool's Alphabet.
Is it like Heave a Brick, as in lift a brick? Eva
no,
Brick?
Eve?
Yeah.
No, it would be Cockney slang.
But Eva Brick?
Yeah.
I don't get it then.
A Cockney would heave it, wouldn't he? He wouldn't heave it.
Oh, so it was like heave, yes. That's what I got. Right, it. Okay, yeah, go on.
And then effervescence.
Effervescence, good one.
I don't know G for police, but perhaps it's rude.
It's chief of police.
Oh, chief, okay then. Yep. And H for himself.
H for himself?
Yeah, got it?
No, H for himself.
Drop the H for himself.
Oh, H for himself. All right, yeah.
I for novella.
Ivor novella, yeah, good
J
one.
J for orange.
J for orange, yeah.
Yeah. K for restaurant.
K what?
For a restaurant.
K for restaurant?
Cafe.
Oh, cafe. Okay, yeah. Some of these stretch it a little bit, don't they, Reenie?
Yeah, they do. Well, when you're 86, they do.
Okay, go on.
L for leather.
L for leather, yeah.
And it's emphasis.
Emphasis, that's a good one.
Yeah. Now, I can't get this one, help me. In for a penny.
In for a penny.
In for a penny.
Now you've got it now, you've said it. Go on, in for a penny.
In for a penny, in for a pound. Yeah. O for the wings of a dove.
That's a good one.
P for comfort.
P for what?
Comfort.
Comfort. P as in a wee-wee.
It's naughty, yeah.
Yeah, that was on Jimmy Riddle, yes.
Mm. And naughty. You Q for a ticket.
Q for a ticket.
R for Mo.
R for Mo, yeah.
F for William.
We also had Arthur Askey as well.
Yes,
that's a
good
one.
I like my one.
All right, cool.
T for two, U for me.
Yes.
Viva la France.
Viva la France. That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, and then it says W for money. W money.
W money, yeah.
X for breakfast.
X for breakfast.
Y for husband.
Y for husband, that's a good one.
Z for breezes.
Z for what?
Breezes.
Breezes?
Yes.
Z for breezes?
Yeah.
Well, like Febreze?
The wind.
Z for breezes?
Z for breezes, yes.
Z for breezes? I don't get it.
Well, you see, it says fools. You've got to be a fool to understand it.
Oh, maybe I'm too intellectual to get it.
That's it.
That could be it.
Even if you are...
What?
Oh.
Steady.
Where's quarter it? Of my age.
Yeah, well, 30s... No, I'm a third of your age. I'm 34.
Are you really?
Yeah, 35, I'm an old man.
34, that would make me 902.
Yeah, you're not that old.
Well, I'm all right for adding up, but I can't do... Yeah. I
can't do the work.
Anyway, I enjoyed looking that up for
Reenie, Reenie, we enjoyed you reading it to us. Thanks very much.
Okay, dear.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there we go. Well, I don't get Z for breezes. Z for breezes. Z for breezes. Z for breezes. Z breezes. C breezes. Is it sea breezes? I don't know. Anyway, you fat lump, get off my lap and get out.
What?
You fat lump, you're not getting any food. Now get lost.
You talking to Alex?
No, I'm talking to you. This is how I talk to my cat, right? you fat lump, you've had your dinner, you're not getting any more. But if I say that, if I say that to you, that's abuse.
I could go to HR for that.
Don't.
But I could.
Yeah, but don't.
Yeah, but I could.
But I'm doing it as an experiment, so I'm
just stating that I could.
Okay. So if I do that to you, that's abuse. But if I do that to a cat, is that abuse or is that affection? Because I'm trying to work out these 83% of people who abuse animals abuse children and the elderly. So is it the same abuse?
But the cat can't hear words.
Of course, what do you mean she can't hear words?
She can't work out
what
you
leave me alone? Stop following me around.
I'm not.
No, that's what I'm saying it to you, though.
Oh, right.
Right, let's go to the travel, and then I'll explain it to you a bit better during the travel. Oh dear, it's the travel news now with Nikki.
Thank you very much. The M11, if you're heading home away from town or heading up towards Stansted Airport, be aware it's really quite slow from Junction 5 Loughton up towards Junction 7 for Harlow. Looks like it's all down to an accident on the A414 in Harlow. The A10 also still looking absolutely solid, heading northbound from the North Circular up to the M25. If you can give me an update on how it's looking right now, 08000 68 60 80 is the jam line number. Chigwell High Road in Chigwell closed both ways between Rolls Park and Vicarage Lane with a burst water main. And the A11 Mile End Road, you've got the traffic lights broken as you try to get into town at Stepney Green. In Forest Hill, there are restrictions to watch out for both ways on Waldrum Crescent. So that's between Devonshire Road and Stansted Road. It's all down to some water mains works going on there. And heading out onto the tubes, delays on the Central Line on the trains. 20-minute delays on C2C services into and out of Fenchurch Street because of signalling problems. And after a signal failure earlier on today at Harpenden, half-hour delays on First Connect and Midland Mainline services between London and Luton. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update in half an hour.
Nick Ferrari has breakfast. Nothing short of shameful. This government can find enough money to wage the wars, to buy the bombs, building damn silly places like the Dome that nobody gives a stuff about. And yet young men and women who get maimed and crippled, when they come back, what do? They ask us to dig into our pockets to set up a charity. Can you think of anything more perverse?
If your radio sounds powerful in the morning, then you're listening to Nick Ferrari at Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
You are so lazy, you fatty.
I'm not.
No, but I'm saying it to you. This is what I'm trying to work out. What is abuse? Because this is what I say to my cat.
It's not very nice.
Well, but is it? It's affectionate when I say it to the cat.
Does she know that?
I don't know. Maybe I should explain it to her.
Do you use that tone of voice?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
It's a bit abusive.
You are fat and lazy. Now get lost. That's how I speak to you. Well, that's fine to do that, isn't it? I think. Who's been here? Hang on a second. Oh, it's Clive Ball's producer. Hello, Bob.
No, I'm not ringing up in the capacity as Clive Ball's producer.
Oh, okay.
Can you stop abusing your producer, please?
Now, is it technically abuse?
It sounds like abuse. The little bits that I've just heard.
Right, but the thing is, oh god, I'm in trouble. The thing is, this is how I speak to my cat, and we're working out.
Well, that's all right. I'm not in charge of your cat.
Well, so I can carry on speaking to Velvet like that. And Chris?
Well, I might ring the RSPCA, but, well, you know, your cat doesn't come under my global radio sort of remit.
It will do soon, I reckon, the way things are going. But can I... I tell you what, can I carry on speaking to Chris like this for the rest of the show? It's an experiment.
An experiment for what?
For the radio, Bob. What do you think?
Well, look, if I go and have my chat with Clive, then you can probably do it for the half an hour that I go and have my chat with Clive, because we normally switch you off while we're having our chat.
You do what? You do what?
We have a little chat, you know, we sort of work out what was going to be in the show and stuff, and, you know, and we switch the speaker down, I'm afraid.
How very rude. Well, thank you, Bob, okay.
Sorry, Ian, you know, we have to talk to each other. And you're so good that if we don't turn it down, then we just sit there listening to you.
Just for future reference, Bob, at what time of the evening do you have this half-an-hour chat?
Well, it sort of depends, but, you know, if you want to carry on being rude to Chris, then we could have it now.
OK, go and have it now.
All right, OK.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
That's useful to know that for half an hour each night, Bob, who's quite high up in the management now, I don't know how, doesn't listen to the show. At least we can get away with anything. Absolutely anything. What did you put him through for? What did you do that for?
he had a valid point.
Kathy.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Kathy.
I'm phoning to back up Chris with Pushing Tin.
Oh, go on then, back him up.
I've seen a film once, a long time ago, but right at the very, very end, Billy Bob Thornton and John Cusack stand at the end of a runway, a plane comes in, and they get lifted and thrown to the side.
Okay.
From the back draft of the plane.
Right, but that's not called Pushing Tin, though, is it?
I don't know.
The film is called Pushing Tin. No, Chris thinks that that thing is called Pushing Tin.
I doubt it. Pushing Tin does sound like pushing around the aeroplanes.
And also, we want to know what that's called. Well, that's good that that happens in the film, but also, can that happen in real life?
I doubt it. You'd probably die.
But then why would they make up a thing like that? It seems an odd thing to put in a film if it wouldn't actually happen.
And the whole film kind of revolved around that as well. In fact, one of them was quite boring, one was quite out there, and he did this to kind of enjoy himself.
Is the film any good, or is it as bad as it sounds?
It is quite bad. I've only seen it once, put it that way. I don't own it, and I've only seen it once at the cinema along about 10, 12 years ago.
Kathy, listen, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Cheers, bye-bye. Let's go to Sam. Hello, Sam.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sam.
I'm calling in to defend Chris on this as well, actually. I caught a little bit of that film. It was on a few weeks ago. And the little bit that I saw was right at the beginning and had a video playing of Billy Bob Thornton being blown over by a plane. And it reminded me of what we used to do when we were kids. I used to live by Southend Airport, and we used to go over there and get blown around by the planes.
Hang on a second. You used to get blown around by the planes?
Yeah. It was just juvenile kind of thing to do, but we used to go over to you could get to the back of the runway quite easily at Southend Airport.
Wow.
Just used to go over there and wait for planes to come in and it, you know, knock you off your feet a bit. We used to call it tin pushing though, so that's why.
You are making this up.
No, I'm not.
You've totally made this up, Sam, just to come and support him.
No, look, he's got a valid point, but it was called tin pushing rather than pushing tin. They've obviously done a Hollywood, you know, turn, put the words around the other way and make it sound.
Sam, I'm going to let you go because I don't believe you. But that good effort, I don't. That's nonsense. Don't phone up to try and get one over on me and support Chris, for God's sakes. 0845. Sorry, I'm still sniffing. I've actually got to blow my nose. I do apologise. I know it's not the way things should be done, but I've got this. The cold has pretty much gone, but I'm just very, very snotty and I'm blowing my nose a lot. And that tends to be the way I go with colds. I'll probably be like this for the next 2 or 3 weeks now, which isn't great. And I've blown my nose so much, I've got a splitting headache. That's true. 0845 6060973. We're celebrating the magic of alphabets. Can you actually get blown over by an aeroplane? And made up statistics. This guy just written on a whiteboard, it's a fact. 83% of people who abuse animals abuse children and the elderly. I don't believe that for one second. That's absolute guff, isn't it? 0845 6060973 is the telephone number. Where have you come across made-up statistics? Mark, have you come across made-up statistics?
Hello, Ian, all right, mate?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Oh, good.
Good. Do you remember when I did that time travel thing? I don't think it worked. I think I just switched dimensions.
Which time travel thing was this?
You know when we was talking about the films, and I said about Millennium, and then you said it all went wonky, and then I disappeared? It was about 2 months ago.
Oh,
don't
yes.
Now, anyway.
No.
But anyway, look, statistics, yeah?
Yes.
Never believe them, because they're run by people that are paying money to get their results.
Yes.
And so, obviously, the people that do it will give them the results they want.
Right.
But on top of that, with statistics, you always have to have a random N number, you know, that they put in to make it sound as good as it can. But listen to your mum, listen to your grandmother.
What?
If a man can hurt a goldfish, if a man can pick up a puppy and throw it out the window, he is more likely to be able to hurt another human.
But well,
that's just the way of life.
Yeah, but it depends what your definition of abuse is.
Well, abuse is, well, obviously, you can't look at a goldfish and say you're ugly, because you ain't going to listen. But if you can pick up a goldfish, put it in your mouth and bite its head off,
yeah,
that is abuse.
But that doesn't, so what, you can do the same to an old woman or a child?
No, that what I'm saying is that if you're prepared in adult life to pick up a goldfish and bite its head off...
I'm not prepared to do that.
No, I know you're not. You only like the old proper posh koi carp, not
exactly,
goldfish.
Exactly, is.
Yes, yes, showing your posh side, Ian, again.
Yes, thank you.
But if you're going to do that,
yeah,
then you are more predisposed or prepositioned to actually be...
You're trying to use long words, you don't quite know what they mean.
Yeah, that's because I'm with a mate now. I'm trying to impress him.
Hey, listen, you know when you go, Did you get any post today, Mark?
Did I get post today? No, I didn't.
No, neither did I, lazy so-and-sos. Oh, the postal strike's over. I didn't get any post, though, because they couldn't be bothered to...
No, I didn't get the post.
Go on.
In the south-east or south-east, they actually had an extra walkout, didn't they? They went against the rules.
Oh, this is brilliant, because they... Was this the one, because they went in at 5 o'clock, and they said, oh, no, you've got to start at 6?
Yeah. Why couldn't they just go and get a cup of tea and say, oh, I'll be back in a minute?
We've all turned up for work early, haven't we?
Yeah, actually, I've turned up for work. No, I've never actually turned up.
No, neither have I, actually. I was realised I said that. Mark, now listen, you sound like a man of the world.
Oh, I am a man of the world.
You know, like, doorbells?
Yeah, doorbells, yeah.
Right, and you know, like sometimes built into doorbells, they have, like, a little name tag, but sometimes the little name tag, I'm hoping, is, like, separate from the doorbell. Is it?
No, is it, no, in the little doorbell, you get a little bit...
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
And you write your name on it and put it in and then flick it back in.
Because I've got, like, a buzzer, like a video buzzer. It was only a cheap one. It's 50 quid, right? And it's wicked. The guy who's...
Is it Bluetooth?
No, it's not Bluetooth. No, it's wires. A wire. You can plug it in as well.
Oh, isn't it?
It's rubbish. 50 quid, but otherwise it was like 500 quid, right?
Yeah.
And the guy that's fitted it, he was quite a short bloke. He was about 5 foot. So he's fitted it, but it comes up to chest level. So I can see people's chests when they come, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, shall we say.
Yeah, but well, it depends who's knocking.
Exactly, knockers, exactly. But there's no...
No, I never did that.
I did. There's no room on there. There's no little name tag thing. So I need to buy a separate name tag.
Yeah.
And
no,
I haven't...
Don't. Buy a... Do you know, like, is it Brother? You know the company Brother?
No.
They do a really good printing thing where you can write whatever you want on it, press the button, and it prints it out, and you can stick it on.
Yeah, but I haven't got a name tag. I haven't got a plastic thing to pop it in.
You talk to my mate Steve. He's really good at doorbells.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's here.
Is that where we're Steve?
Word of him. Steve, have a quick word of him.
What's happening?
He's talking about doorbells.
Steve.
All right, mate. What's happening?
You know, I've got to explain it all again now. You know doorbells?
Yeah, doorbells, yeah.
Right. You know that they have the little plastic name tag thing where you take the plastic out, you write your name on the tag and put it
back. What's the name they leave in there? They leave a name in there, don't they, when you buy it?
Do they?
No, it ain't. There's a name in there. Is it another?
Oh, another, yeah, another.
Right, go on.
Right. Now, I've got a video intercom system. It's only 50 quid. It's a cheap one. It's not Bluetooth, before you ask, right? Yeah. And the fellow that fitted it is very short. It only comes up to people's chests, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
But there's nowhere on there to put a name tag. So, I need to know, can you buy a separate little name tag thingy that I can screw underneath the buzzer, but it'll have my name in it?
I understand. Yeah, I like what you're saying. Yeah, you probably can, or you can get one engraved, I suppose, couldn't you?
It's rich.
Otherwise, that's what I'm saying. You get an engraved one. Otherwise, what you could do the other thing, right, which I've done... See, because you know what I've done out here, right? Where I live, we are the menu capital of the world, right?
Right.
See the Polish and all that, right? What they've done, they've got a career in delivering menus.
Right, yeah.
And we have got a lot around here, basically. You know, you get, you know, pizza ones, Indian ones.
All right, yeah, I know menus, yeah.
So now, I've put a thing on my letterbox, no menus, no free papers, right? But what I've done is I've basically done the cheap version. I've put a piece of paper, written on it, and covered it in like a sticky back plastic. And stuck it on there, but you can always do that. See,
I don't want to just get a bit of paper and sellotape it to the wall.
No, you stick it to the thing, make it look a bit proper. What you do, you go down and get a stencil kit or something. You know what I mean? Make it look a bit posh. You know what I mean? No, but you can do the other thing. Seriously, you can get one engraved by the who is it? The people that do the boots and the
cobblers.
The key cards. That's it. Yeah, that's the truth. I ain't talking cobblers here. But what I'm saying is you can always get an engraved one and you can put it on there and it'll look proper, I'm telling you.
Steve, thank you for that, mate.
Right. That's no problem.
Should you send my love to Mark? Is he your boyfriend, is he? Good lad.
Well,
thank you, Steve. Lovely. Right. 0845. Well, that was better value than I was expecting it to be.
Turns out Steve knows quite a lot about doorbells.
You always talk to my mate Steve, he knows about doorbells. Now, what you want to do, right? It's the menu capital of the world. You know, pizzas, Indians, all that.
Yeah, I understand you.
You can hear Mark in the back. He's rich. He can get one engraved. He's rich. Well, if anyone knows where I can buy one of these named... I'm glad I brought it up with them. That was perfect. Where I can get one of these name tag things from. 0845 6060973. I can't believe that the cheapy intercom system I got didn't have a slot. And like, my doorbell keeps getting rung when they want next door. The other night, they rang it at 12:30, wanting the people downstairs. Flipping. But the thing is, they'd been there... They went there at 7:30 for dinner, rang both doorbells... And then they left and obviously forgot something, came back and rang them both again. rant over. 0845 6060 973. More of your calls after this.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30, I'm Sam Pittis. It's now thought three young people and two adults are injured after another high school shooting in the US. The 14-year-old gunman's understood to have shot himself at Success Tech Academy in Cleveland, Ohio. MPs are calling on the government to intervene in the postal dispute. 40 Labour MPs have tabled a Commons motion after workers in East and South West London continued strikes after official action ended. The Communication Workers Union have told us they're seeking a settlement with Royal Mail and would welcome government intervention. There's criticism of rules allowing MPs to jump queues in the Houses of Parliament. The Commons authorities have told those people working in Parliament that staff should be prepared to give way to members queuing for things such as lifts and restaurants. And Hollywood couple Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Philippe have finalised their divorce, according to court documents. Witherspoon cited irreconcilable differences when she filed for divorce on November the 8th last year. The couple were married for 7 years and have two children, 8-year-old Ava and 3-year-old son Deacon. If you're heading out of town on the M11, then the queues have all eased down, approaching Junction 7 in Harlow. London's weather, well, mist and fog will thicken tonight. There'll be some dense patches out of town, a minimum temperature of 9 Celsius. It's currently 15 in Shepherd's Bush. This is LBC. It's 8:31.
When it comes to sport or movies, where do you stand? Are you a football fan or a film buff? Do you like your action and drama with balls or with bad guys? Now on Sky TV, you've got a choice. For £35 a month, you could get Sky TV with a choice of Sky Sports or movies, plus wireless Sky broadband and the Sky Talk Home phone service. All three for just £35 a month. All you have to decide is, are you rugby or romance? Cricket or comedy? Movie premiere or Premier League? For our biggest ever season of sport or our greatest ever choice of movies, call 0870 9800. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup cost and BT line rental payable, subject to availability and equipment. Other product and price combinations available. Minimum contract 12 months. Further terms apply.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
What a mixed bag of topic we have this evening. It's an alphabet special. We're celebrating the magic of the alphabet. If you have any stories, even dull ones, short dull ones, relating to the alphabet, 0845 6060 973. We're asking the question, and we're saying no more about it than this, and you interpret it any way you want. How many steps can you do in one go? Take from that what you desire and give us a call. What else is there? Oh, can you actually get blown over by an aeroplane? It apparently happens in a film, a rubbish film with John Cusack, who I used to quite like Gross Point Blank, but even that's rubbish, really. There's a good bit where he walks into a department store, a convenience store, and they're playing a Muzak version of Live and Let Die. But that's the only good. That's the only good thing. I can't think. Can we name one good John Cusack film? Oh, Being John Malkovich is all right.
High Fidelity.
That's rubbish.
No,
it's good. I saw a bit of it the other day, and it's really dated. Mm. All that. I don't like films where they talk to the camera. It's just really smart. What's that Christian... I paid to go and see Cuffs. Remember Cuffs with Christian Slater? He talks to the camera. Rubbish. Alfie, he talks to the camera. Rubbish.
You thought Pushing Tim was Tin Cup, didn't you?
I thought... Yes, I will admit that, Chris. I thought Pushing Tim was Tin Cup. Partly because when I said, oh, you mean the golfing film? You went, yes. And then when I started miming playing golf, you went, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm Pushing Tin. But you saying that didn't help. But Tin Cup, which I've seen 20 times,
it's cuff.
It's awful. I watched it in Pakistan. When I was saying when I had a really bad migraine. It was that and The Frighteners. So I've seen The Frighteners 20 times and pushing Tin Cup 20 times.
They were the only films they had.
They were the best films they had. Okay. They were the best films. A rubbish film with the postman as a golf player. I can't remember his name. What's his name? Costner, is it?
Kevin Costner.
That's it.
Waterworld.
Waterworld, yeah. He's got a new film out, which apparently is supposed to be good. I don't believe it.
Mr. Brooks.
And tell us a little bit about Mr. Brooks.
That's all I know.
Good lad. Right. So, 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. What else is it? Oh, yeah. Can you just buy those door... The name things for underneath the doorbell? Can you buy those separately? They didn't have them in Homebase. Didn't have them in Homebase. Anton is in the Wandsworth. Sorry to keep you waiting, Anton.
That's okay. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. What can I do for you?
First of all, I don't think it's a good idea to get that name thing on your doorbell thing.
What? Why?
Well, imagine someone dodgy comes to your door, then they know what your name is already. Put your door number on it or something.
Well, there's... okay, yes, you could be right, sir. You could be right. In fact, yes, that's what we'll do.
That's a good idea.
Well done, Anton. Security. Always thinking of security, is this Anton. I like him. He's a good lad.
And you know that lady who caught up with the fool's alphabet?
Yeah.
And you're stuck for E for brick.
E for brick, yeah.
I think I figured it out.
Go on.
You know when you go for a number two, you lay a brick, and you go...
Okay, well, Anton, yes, thank you for that. I think we worked it out. It's like heave. Heave a brick. Heave is like you heave. Larry.
Hiya.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, mate. I seem to remember that seeing a Top Gear film where they'd done the blowing over with a plane.
Top Gear made a film?
Yeah. Programme, sorry.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah,
they'd done it with a Robin Malone.
What they did? What? Hang on. What exactly did they do?
I think they put the Rumble Lion behind the plane,
right,
and opened the plane up basically and blew the Rumble Lion clean across the runway.
So could it happen? Well, I guess it could happen to a human being then, but surely a human being would die, wouldn't they?
I should think so. Yeah. Looking at the way this Rumble Lion actually flew, yes.
Yeah, I want if someone has ever done this proper. That guy who phoned in, I don't believe him at all. 0845
6060973. Also, the pushing tin. I think that's actually a reference to inside the tower.
Yeah,
they have the planes in an order, and they push them around, actually on a board.
Oh, okay. On a board? It's not.
Yeah.
This is 2007.
But when the planes are queuing up,
yeah,
they've got numbers.
Yeah.
And they put the numbers onto these tags or plates on this board.
No,
and as they're landing boards. And taking off, they slide them around.
No, they don't have boards anymore, Larry.
I think they do. I think they still back it up with the boards.
No.
Even though they've got the screens with the numbers
no,
on.
Because in because in Die Hard 2... I've just remembered I've Sky Plus Die Hard, which I've got.
Yeah.
I should be watching this weekend. In Die Hard 2, they don't have a board, and then when the computer system goes down, they're completely knackered.
Oh, yeah. So they haven't got a spare board just in case.
They didn't have a spare board in Die Hard 2, Larry, and I'm afraid that that's where I get most of my scientific facts from.
You could be right. That was just a guess.
Larry, thank you for that. Good call. They don't have boards now. Also, that woman there. Do you know what I'm saying? She's just got that look, as if to say, yeah, go on then. Yeah, you can do that. I mean, nothing special, but yeah, go on, you can do that. Yeah, that's exactly it, but I'm not going to say that on the radio. Right. 0845. Oh, that sparkle in her eyes. 0845 6060973. It's, what was I going to say then? I don't know what I was going to say. It's Tanya.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Tanya.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good. I'm hungry. I've got to start eating healthy because I'm getting fat again. Fat!
Yeah.
Getting fat. I've got to start eating better. I'm going to try and go to the gym this week. Tanya, I'm making a comeback, baby.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
I am making a freaking
comeback. We're talking about doorbells and people ringing your doorbell.
Yes.
That does annoy me because... surely, if they want the person they want, why not ring that doorbell?
Well, the thing is, right...
It makes sense.
There's two doorbells on my flat, because there's two flats. Mine isn't labelled, theirs is labelled, OK, with their name and their flat number, right?
Yeah.
So, the other night... So we always get parcels, the postman always rings both, because we hate Royal Mail. But the other night, 7:30, my doorbell went, I ran downstairs... and the people downstairs were already out, because it was their friends, and they'd rang both doorbells. OK, that's fair enough. Because the outside light doesn't work, they didn't know which one to press. Then I'm in bed, 1:45, and the doorbell goes. I went, what the flipping hell is this? I went down, it was the same people. They'd gone out, they'd left the meal, and then they obviously thought, oh, we've forgotten something. They come back, and they press both doorbells again.
Yeah, that's not on, is it?
That's just rude.
That's sad. I mean, like, where I am, we've got, like, it's block of flats, it's 48 flats.
Oh, crikey.
Now, you've got, it says, like, ring and then press the flat number you want.
Right.
And then it comes up with the... It comes up and you press it.
Yeah.
Now, you press the flat, obviously, that you want.
Yes.
But we get played, because we're on the ground floor, we get played with K kids messing about, yes. And then when you get up and you answer it, and it's kids, and they start mouthing off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it's somebody saying, "Oh, can you take a parcel in for such and such?" And I say, "Well, no, you know, you get paid to deliver, so you deliver it."
Yeah, you do it.
You know, that's the way it should be.
I've just realised. Sorry, Tanya, my mind was wandering there because I've just realised I've got a man coming round Saturday to fix the security light. I'm not in on Saturday.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Looks like you're going to have to get back to him, isn't it?
I'll have to get back to him. I hate phoning people up. It makes me very uncomfortable.
But that's not on at 1:45 in the morning.
No, that's ridiculous. And I was furious.
I do not blame you.
Do you know where I can get a door name tag thing, though?
Yeah, but I agree with that last gentleman that said that you're leaving yourself a bit open there because then people know who, you know.
Well, I need to. Okay, well, I need to put the flat number up then.
The flat number would be better.
Yeah, where do I get one of those flat number tag things?
Maybe some...
Tried there.
Try... I've been there. Hardware store.
Yeah, I've been to the home base, they didn't have any.
Right.
Oh, hang on a minute, stay there, I've got to go... it's Kazakhstan, line 5, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you in Kazakhstan?
No, I'm not.
Where are you?
United States.
Okay.
I'm in Washington, D.C., actually.
Okay, well, you're on the radio. It says Kazakhstan on my screen.
Why is that?
I don't know. It says Kazakhstan.
That's impossible.
Well, it's possible. It's happened. It's happening now. Who is this?
Funny you say that, because I went to a store the other week and I picked up a shirt that says, "I love Kazakhstan."
Well, maybe you just got Kazakhstan oozing from your pores.
Maybe.
Who is this, sir?
My name is D.
Hey, D, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, very well. How come you're phoning up a London radio station?
Because I listen to LBC all the time.
All righty, D. That's what I'm talking about, Tanya.
Well, they are. You see, you've got your local listeners and your loyal ones.
You thought you were being exotic, Tanya, calling from Manchester. This guy's calling up from Washington, Kazakhstan.
I heard somebody on one of the shows ringing from. And it was Bill's show last night, ringing from Canada.
Tanya, I'm not being rude. This bloke's calling from Kazakhstan in America. Let's talk to him, shall we?
Oh wow.
Yeah, go, D.
Yes.
What did you call in for, sir?
Well,
are you on the Skype?
I was online. I was going around looking for Pushing 10, so I went to Word References forums and I found out what Pushing 10 is.
Yes.
It's not the fact of pushing tins on a board or anything. It's about rerouting airplanes, because if you think at the very end, they had a big downfall and they had to reroute all those planes.
Routing. Yes.
They had to reroute all those planes to different airports and before the tower blew up or something in the movie.
I've never seen the movie. Is it any good or is it rubbish?
I think it's crap.
Yeah, I'd imagine it is, sir.
Yeah.
Dee, why do you listen to LBC? Can I ask?
Oh, I was actually born in London, England myself.
Oh, how long have you been in the States?
14 years.
Man alive. Well, it's a good accent you've got there.
Over here? Yeah, I always get the Boston accent over here when I'm here.
But over there, do they think you sound British?
Sometimes. I get a couple of lagers in me, and then my accent comes out.
Oh, man alive. Does it come out when you get angry?
Mm-hmm.
Does it come out when you get sexy?
No,
it doesn't. Okay. Well, that's
we get profound, and most of us British people are profound.
Oh, is that your phone?
It's another phone call, yeah.
Oh man. Well, D, listen. Thank you for calling in, man. Do call in again, won't you?
We'll do.
Cheers, boss. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Sorry, Tanya. I have to apologise.
Okay,
I was very, very rude to you there because I got.
No, don't.
I see what happened there.
Okay.
I got a little bit of international excitement there, and I thought, well, yes, this is it. This is the big time. I can break away from this local radio station. And I can make it abroad.
Bill had someone from Canada last night. On his show.
Oh, yeah. I'm not bothered about
Canada. Yeah?
I quite like Canada, actually. It's good. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Tanya, thank you for that.
Lovely to talk to you.
Cheers, my dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
0845-60-60973. Calls from America. I just sniffed a bit of Gervais's money then for a second. I thought, ooh, maybe there is a chance. I was a fool. Amelia!
Hello.
Hello, Amelia. Oh.
Remember me?
You're the one that giggles?
Yeah.
Yeah, we go. Yeah. Oh, no, how old are you, Amelia?
I'm 16 now.
Oh, 16 now, okay, yeah. Well, that's good, yes. The giggler, yes.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I'm saying hi, really, because...
nice one.
I ended up, like, something happened and I stopped listening to you for a while.
Ooh.
And when I tried to find you again, you disappeared.
What?
And then my sister told me that you'd changed...
time. Well, yeah, we changed times at Christmas.
Yeah, but then you changed to like drive time and then or something.
Oh, we changed to drive time.
And then I could never listen to you because I didn't have a portable stereo and I couldn't
We changed to drive time 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but then, like, I had my GCSEs and I just...
So you haven't listened to me for 2 years?
No, I'm afraid not. I listened to you, like, a while ago.
Flippin' heck. Yeah. What do you think of it? What do you think of it now compared to what it was 2 years ago? Be honest, because I don't think this is good.
Well, I think it was better when I was there, really.
Well, I think it was better, not necessarily because of your input, but I agree. I think it was better 2 years ago, and I don't know how to make it good again. I'm not saying it's bad.
Bring me back into it.
What?
Bring me back.
Well, what did you do 2 years ago that was so good?
I was brilliant, and
well, that's not really saying enough.
The correspondent thing was cool.
It was. We did a week of correspondent updates a little while ago.
Oh.
And I was going to bring it back again. I can't be bothered. We might do. I still like the idea of possibly doing a correspondent update.
Yeah.
We might do.
That'd be cool.
Well, Amelia, thanks for calling.
Okay.
See you later.
All right, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chris, I don't remember at all. Do you have any idea who that was?
Who?
That girl then. I don't remember her name now.
Nah.
I never remember speaking to her in my life. Now... So,
hello.
If I stop bullying, I'm not bullying Chris, we're just testing out a theory.
It sounds like you're bullying
him. I'm just speaking to him in the way I speak to my cat.
Well, that's horrible. I've got three dogs, and I'd never dream of speaking to my dogs
that way.
Well,
my cat is fat and lazy, and she always wants food, and I tell her no.
My dogs are fat and lazy, you don't be mean to them.
Well, but no, it's not being mean to them, it's done with affection.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you got treats for us.
Yes.
What treats?
I'm not telling you, it's a secret.
Is it meat sticks?
No.
Ah.
You can guess, but I'm not going to tell you. But...
Is it donuts?
No.
Is it pizza?
No. It's handmade, though. That's the only clue I'll give you.
Oh.
And they've gone down very, very well in the travel centre.
Is it flapjacks?
No. Alan Joyce loved it.
Oh, fairy cakes.
No.
Oh. Okay, we'll wait and see then. In the meantime, let's get the travel news, please.
Thank you. The M25 anti-clockwise. Now, briefly, we had a rolling roadblock in place between Junction 25 for the A10 and Junction 24 for Potter's Bar. It's all to retrieve some cones from the central reservation. Looks like it's all back open now, though, and it was only closed for around 10 minutes. Chigwell High Road in Chigwell closed both ways between Rolls Park and Vicarage Lane with a burst water main. That's going to remain closed until tomorrow morning at the very least. And the A11 Mile End Road, traffic lights are broken as you come into town at Stepney Green. Now, a little bit further afield for you, the M11 is closed off northbound between Junction 9 for Saffron Walden and Junction 10 for Duxford. It's all for some overnight roadworks. It's going to remain closed right up until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Central Line has delays after a signal failure at Queensway. And on C2C, 20-minute delays on all services into and out of Fenchurch Street because of a signalling problem at Limehouse. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
Next time you're out shopping and get caught out in a downpour, remember you can check out the latest weather on your mobile phone. Just call 0901 723 6666 and choose weather. Weather.
We've still got some further bursts of showery rain.
You can also select to hear news and travel updates.
Store 0901 723 6666 into your mobile now and stay in touch with LBC wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Calls cost 35 pence per minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary.
News, weather and travel on the go from LBC.
Listen, I'm on the M6, hands-free. Do you fancy going away this weekend? Just you and me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah? Oh, great. I know a nice hotel. Modern rooms, power shower, continental breakfast.
Travelling on business? Stay at Express by Holiday Inn and earn Priority Club reward points. Then treat someone with free nights at hotels worldwide.
Don't worry, this one's on me. I'll let you pay for dinner.
Turn reward points into brownie points. Book online at hiexpress.co.uk or call 0800 43 40 40. Conditions apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Okay. So to add to our list of things we're talking about, we're now trying to find a good John Cusack film. I think... Even being John Malkovich is a bit overrated. I was a bit disappointed with it.
Wasn't he in Will and Grace?
The TV series?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
I like him. I think he's good, but I don't think he's ever been in a good film. That's the quandary. Will and Grace is rubbish.
His sister's in lots of films.
Who?
Joan?
Who's Sinead Cusack?
I don't know.
Is that a person?
Sinead Cusack.
Sinead Cusack.
Never heard of her.
Who you Alex, about? You heard of Sinead Cusack?
No.
Okay. Get rid of Sue and Justin for a minute. 0845-6060-973. Who is Sinead Cusack? Is Sinead Cusack a real person, Line 5?
No, it isn't, no.
Okay, well, I don't believe that. Right, I'm sure there's a Sinead Cusack. 0845 6060973. We're not taking another call until someone calls in now and tells us about Sinead Cusack. Wait, 7 second delay. 0845 6060973. There is someone called Sinead Cusack. I know there is. Here we go, here we go. Line five, who's Sinead Cusack?
She is married to Jeremy Irons.
Thank you, there we go. Let's just check. Line 10, tell us who Sinead Cusack is, please.
She's an actress.
Thank you very much. Line 7, who's Sinead Cusack, please?
You're absolutely right, she does exist.
Thank you very much. And finally, line 5, who is Sinead Cusack?
Yeah, she was the girl in Heartbeat, the first one that Nick Berry married and she died.
Thank you very much. There we go, you see. So Sinead Cusack is a real person. Who's Joan Cusack? Sue!
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Sue.
That's all right.
We had a little Sinead Cusack moment, and we all get them from time to time, don't we? We get them from time to time. Anyway, what can I do for you?
Well, I rang in to shed some light on your question about whether people can be moved by aircraft when they move over.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is yes.
Right.
It's caused by something called jet blast.
Jet blast?
Yes.
Wasn't he in The Stranglers? No, that was Jet Black I'm thinking of. Sorry, yes. Okay, Jet Black. So how does that work?
Well, basically, the power of the engine can just pull people into the engine or blast them out of the back. And then when an aircraft moves across you, the column of air that it travels on moves like a mini tornado and can move you out of the way or do whatever it feels like doing at the time.
But is there not a danger you could get sucked into the engine and die?
Yeah, of course there is. That's why you're not supposed to walk near an aircraft engine when it's on, hence the lights and everything else.
Has this ever actually happened, though? Do people go and do this?
What, get ingested into aircraft engines?
Well, no, not get sucked into, but go and play on the jet blast a bit.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Have you seen it happen?
No, I haven't, because I'm generally at work, but it used to happen a lot when Concorde flew out of Heathrow.
Oh, really?
At low levels, yeah.
And people get blown off by the plane?
They get moved around, yeah.
Fantastic. Sue, thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
If someone can find a clip on YouTube of that happening, I'd be very, very keen to see it. Email me the link.
There's quite a famous one, American Navy one, of someone getting sucked into the engine.
What, really, footage?
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second. That sounds grim, doesn't it?
There's a big fire. They go in.
I don't know if I want to see that, actually. That sounds horrible. What do I type in?
I don't know.
Jet blast. Let's try jet blast. Hang on a second. Watch Jimmy Carr. I'm all right, cheers. Click there. Let's have a little look. I don't really want to see someone getting sucked into a plane. I wouldn't mind seeing someone getting... Oh, here we go. Jet blast from an aircraft blows a truck into the water. Jet blast blowing a car. I want to see it happen to a person. It's cars, it's a truck. Jet taking off. People standing 30 metres behind enjoying its thrust. Jet thrust takeoff, airplane stupid. Okay, this could be it. Okay, let's have a little look. Danger. Jet blast, a departing and arriving aircraft can cause severe physical harm. Oh, this looks wicked. Oh, this looks wicked. Look, 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 look. Go on, fly. Fly, boy, fly. Oh, it's not that wicked. It's not that... It's a bit rubbish, actually. Oh. That's disappointing. There's one more. Let's have one more. I know this doesn't make great radio, me watching clips on the internet, but sometimes you've just got to do these things, you know. We're exploring the phenomenon of jet blast. Here we go. People getting hit by jet blast. Okay, let's see. A plane's taking off in San Martin. Let's have a little look. Oh, look, there's a whole crowd of people just stood there. On the sand. That's just kids running away into the water. Ah, that's rubbish. No, you can't get lifted up by an aeroplane. That's the conclusion I have reached. Justin is in the Waltham Forest.
Good evening, Mr. Lee.
Hello, boss.
I've got four things, if I may ask you.
Let's do one, and then we'll have a little break, and we'll come back for the final three.
Oh, blimey, how long we got? Because I'm going to be home soon. I'm obliged...
Well, we won't do the news, but I'm obliged to do an advert of 5-2. Okay. Oh, no, we haven't got a 5-2. Well, in that case, Lady Alex has just told me, because your call sounds so exciting, we're going to drop the 5-2 ads.
Well, I would.
Yeah, well, it's all yours then, brother.
You've had pre-ad, didn't you?
Yeah.
Ready? Number one, get your doorbell ding-dong pusher from a place called Maplin's.
Maplins.
It's four for you. You wanted to get something for your computer before, and Maplins had it for you.
Maplins.
Maplins.
Okay, brilliant.
Right, number two.
Yeah.
Number two. I've not seen any more UFOs.
Oh, for God's sake, you're that weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Number three, how's your Japanese going?
It's going all right. I'm getting better at the reading, actually, but I need to practice the sentences a bit more.
If I said two words to you, and they're not rude or nothing like that.
Go on.
Even though the first one sounds a bit rude, but I swear it is not.
Shite.
Fukushin.
Fukushin. Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Do you know it?
I don't know what that means. I haven't got my Japanese book with me. I don't know. Do you know what it means?
Of course I do. I've got it tattooed on my arm.
Oh, go on then.
I ain't going to tell you. Everyone else knows
it. Oh, for goodness sake. Fukushin. Okay, I'll have a...
Fukushin.
Okay, I'll have a little think on that.
All right?
Yeah.
And the third thing... the fourth, beg your pardon.
Yes.
Mr. Brooks. I have never, ever seen Kevin Costner play a horrible person until this film came out, and I've had it on a dodgy DVD.
It
is a good film. Watch it, please.
Is it a good film?
Very entertaining. Got a good catch at the end.
Do you know what? I was speaking to Paul Ross, right? Because my the only ambition I have left in life, I've achieved every ambition I've ever wanted. The only ambition I have left is to get my name on one of the posters for a film. So, like, Mr. Brooks, do you know what? It's all right, Ian Lee. That's what I want, one of those. And Paul Ross is always on those. What?
I'm sure someone with a graphic computer can do it somewhere.
No, I don't just mean knock it up. I want it to be official. So it'll be on video covers and stuff.
Well, let's think about it. We must be able to start a campaign for you.
Well, no, I don't need no campaign. I've spoken to Paul Ross. He's going to sort it out. He's always on those film posters and stuff. He's going to sort it out for me.
Don't talk to Paul, talk to Jonathan.
Jonathan who?
Jonathan Dimbleby. Paul Ross's uncle.
What?
Jonathan Ross, talk to him, he'll know more about it, won't he?
Well, I don't know him that well. No, Paul Ross will sort it out for me, don't you worry, Justin.
He's got a very, very good topical knowledge of all them sort of things,
he,
I know.
He knows.
I do know, I listen to him as well, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
But really, you've got to get older Jonathan, because he's the one with a clout, isn't he?
Justin, I will see what I can do. Thank you for that. I think Paul will sort this out for me. He's a good lad. Simon!
Hey, Ian.
Yes.
Now then, a couple of things. Have you seen Gross Point Blank?
Yes.
John Cooper, that's a good film.
It's all right.
I thought Dan Aykroyd really shone in that, actually.
I can't remember Dan Aykroyd in it. Is he like the CIA man or something?
He's the guy he kills at the end by sticking a TV on his head.
Okay. I enjoyed it at the time. Then I tried to watch it again a few years ago, and I thought, actually, this is a bit rubbish.
I thought you'd like the music in it as well. A lot of two-tone Scar.
I can't stand Scar.
We're bored of going into reggae there, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. It's borderline reggae.
What about Grifters, then? It was an early film. Had his mum in as well. Joan Cusack, I think.
Oh, that's his mum.
In Grifters?
Never seen it.
That's a very good film.
Okay. I'm not convinced.
Well, I'd recommend that. I'd recommend
it. What happens in Grifters?
It's all about people, a family of... it's like The Sting, you know,
boring,
going
right.
around kind of conning people.
Con people, yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of serious and gets a bit dark, and then he gets killed by his mum at the end, I think.
Okay, well, no need for me to see it, then.
There we go.
Lovely.
I did the taste test with some Smarties earlier.
Oh, the orange Smarties. Do they taste of orange?
Yes, they do, because... my girlfriend did four, and I was going to pick one out. They tried tricking me by putting an extra orange in there. Picked it out, no problem.
Wow. Okay. So, but the others don't taste of anything.
No.
All right. Well, do you know what, Simon? I'm going to do what I don't do very often. I'm going to apologise to London for getting something wrong. London, I'm sorry.
Back of the net.
There we, Simon. Well done. You've beaten me. Good lad.
All right, mate.
Cheers, fella. Bye bye.
Chance. Bye.
Right. There we go. Right. Oh, I nearly swore then. I got that caught on my leg. Right, OK, it was the last hour of the show. It's coming up before Clive Bull at 10 o'clock. So, give us a call. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. It's an alphabet special. Everyone seems to have forgotten that for the last hour. Can we get more calls about alphabets between 9 and 10, please? We're supposed to be celebrating them. We're being sponsored by the National Society for the Alphabet. Not the, no, it's the National Alphabet Board, isn't it? They're sponsoring it. We've done very little about alphabet, so we can do a bit more on that, please. There are other things that we're talking about as well. 0845 60 60973. Don't forget, and I really can't stress this enough, while I may have these topics here on a bit of paper, you can phone in and... That sounds all right, didn't it? You can phone in and talk about anything you want as well. Don't let me dictate it. When we come back from the news, I'll have a little recap of what we've got. 0845 60 60973. Chris?
Yes?
Can I come back to you after the news?
No problem at all.
Good lad. Thank you very much. More of your calls after this.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, a gunman opens fire at a high school in the US, MPs call for government action over postal walkouts, and the NBA comes to the O2. It's 9 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis. A 14-year-old gunman's reportedly killed himself after shooting and wounding four others at a US school. Two students and two adults were injured at Success Tech Academy in Cleveland, Ohio. Another youngster was also hurt. Mayor Frank Jackson says their conditions are not life-threatening and the situation's under control.
We have no reason to believe that there is any more than one suspect at this time. The school is secure. The police are finishing going through each floor, and they will let us know when it's completely secure.
40 Labour MPs have tabled a Commons motion urging the government to intervene in the postal dispute. Most postal workers have been back at work, but staff in East and South West London have staged a surprise walkout. It's over a change in hours. A teenager's recovering in hospital after he was shot in the chest in Woolwich in the early hours of this morning. It happened just after midnight. Police believe the 19-year-old was attacked after he was approached by a group of three young men on Boyard Road. His injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening. West Ham Football Club have offered their sincere condolences to the family and friends of Rizwan Daba. The 17-year-old died after being stabbed in West Ham Park on Sunday following a dispute over a mobile phone. Three teenagers have been arrested in connection with the murder. The first pictures of one of the policemen who shot Jean-Charles de Menezes at Stockwell Tube Station have been released by prosecutors. They were shown to the jury at the Old Bailey trial, in which the Metropolitan Police is accused of endangering Mr. Menezes and the public. Officers mistook him for an attempted suicide bomber, Hussein Osman, the day after the July the 21st failed bombings in 2005. The Metropolitan Police deny exposing Mr. Menezes and members of the public to danger. Well, first, ice hockey, now NBA basketball's at the O2 Arena in Greenwich. The Minnesota Timberwolves are taking on the Boston Celtics in a pre-season game. Former NBA star Rick Barry has told LBC it's a good way to inspire young people to get involved.
It's about learning about the game, and the exposure is what's great. The more times that these youngsters see the game on television, have a chance to experience it live here in London, it's great. I just think it's great to see such a great sport expanding on an international basis.
Now, if you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel news. Well, Chigwell High Road is closed. That's both ways between Rolls Park and Vicarage Lane. That's after a burst at water main. And London's weather. Well, mist and fog is set to thicken up tonight. There'll be some dense patches out of town through the night. A minimum temperature of 9 degrees Celsius. It's currently 15 in Rotherhithe. This is LBC. It's 9.03.
Join London's biggest conversation. LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Okay, so, 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number. A quick little recap of what we've talked about so far. We're celebrating the magic of the alphabet, ladies and gentlemen. Any stories? Yes, we could be flogging a dead horse, but why the hell not? It was the first hour was good, and then it kind of petered off. Anything to do with alphabets, we're celebrating. I don't even remember how we started doing that. We're asking the question, how many steps can you do in one go? And we're leaving the question at that, explaining it no further. You interpret it how you see fit, OK? It's down to you. 0845 60 60 973. Pushing tin and getting... It's not really called that. It's getting blown over by an aeroplane is what it's all about. What else was there? Oh, yeah, where do I get those door name things? The little... Where you can... The things that go under doorbells that you can put your name in it. Where do I get one of them from?
Kind plastic of... sleeves.
Excuse me?
They're, like, called... Are they plastic sleeves?
No, they're not. Ah, but I tell you what I do need that's a plastic sleeve is a plastic sleeve. Now, you know you get those plastic sleeves that are A4 size and you can clip them into a folder and you put sheets of paper in?
Polly Pockets.
Is that what they're called?
That's what I call them.
Polly Pockets, OK. Well, can you get Polly Pocket, like a Polly Pocket that's A4, but has got four mini Polly Pocket in it? So it's got, like, four little sections in it. Can you get those? I kind of need them, because I need them to put postcards in. Don't ask why, it's boring. I just need them. 0845 60 60 973. And has John Cusack ever done a good film? Now, before we go to Manhattan and speak to Tony, it's Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris. How are you, mate?
No, you're Chris. I'm Ian.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Yeah, I'm excellent. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad, mate.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I don't know about Polly Poppy, but I can tell you about what I saw down at an air show in Newquay in Cornwall many years ago.
Yes.
There was a set of jets lined up, yeah. Standard, no engines on, nothing.
Yeah.
The air show was going on, and we were walking round, as you do, yeah. And the barriers that were set up was like the barriers that you see on the main roads around the city when there's a parade on of some kind.
Yeah.
So you've got one line of these railings on one side,
yes.
And there's a walkway of about 5 or 6 foot wide, and you've got a set of railings over the other side.
Yes.
These three people that I witnessed was looking. There was a crowd of people there, but the three people that I watched was looking at the jets, and one of the jets started its engines up, I'd say about 20, 30 feet away in front of them.
Yeah.
And the backdraft of whatever happens when a jet turns its engines on blew two of them straight across to the back fence, but the third person went over the fence with his legs up in the air and down on the floor. I don't say no for it. I thought it was the funniest thing I've seen for a long, long time.
Did the fella die?
No, I don't think so.
There we go, then.
St. John's Ambulance people were on the scene, and
John's
mind
ambulance.
You, I wouldn't expect them to come to see me, to be honest with you.
So,
on the way to work at the moment. I work for CJ Ceilings and Son. We're based in Brentford. I've got to be rushing because I've got to get down to a job, mate.
Chris, are you just sneaking in a cheeky advert for free?
No, not at all, but if you want to call me, it's 0208-5...
Tony's in Manhattan, which is in New York, which is in the United States of America.
Ian.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, Ian. You know, I go crazy when you start to talk about American things like movies, okay? I want to settle the Cusack situation. Okay?
Let's settle this Cusack situation once and for all.
Once and for all. John Cusack.
Yes.
Has a sister, Joan Cusack.
It's his sister.
It's his sister, yes.
Sister.
They actually live together.
Oh.
Which is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
He has never been on the TV show Will and Grace.
Okay. Well, that's Chris that said that. I didn't think he'd been on that, no.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
No.
Sinead Cusack is of the Irish acting family, the Cusack.
Ah!
It's a whole different thing, and she is married to Jeremy Irons.
Okay.
And orange-flavored Smarties in Canada are orange cream-flavored.
Whoa, hang on a second. What does that mean? Orange cream?
Yes, we have something in America called a creamsicle. Do you know what that is?
A creamsicle? No.
Yeah, it's a frozen, like a lolly with orange and vanilla.
Mm.
And that's what they taste like in Smarties in Canada, because my brother-in-law works for Nestle's Canada.
Tony, how come you know so... Well, okay, so you explain why you know so much about Smarties. How come you know so much about the Cusacks and films?
Because of something that I do for a living, but that's...
What, are you a John Cusack stalker?
Yes.
I'm going to go. Are you a paparazzi?
No. I'm a television director in America.
Oh! Now, listen, again, I'm just getting a whiff of Ricky Gervais's money again. What do you direct in America? Say it.
It's different shows. You know, in America, we're not allowed to direct too many episodes of a show. A show called Law & Order. Do you know that show?
Oh, with William Shatner?
No.
Oh, that's Boston Legal.
I think we
do get it over here. I'm aware. I'm thinking of Boston Legal. Okay, Law & Order, I'm aware of. You go on, what else? This is fantastic.
Some other things. I don't like to talk about
Tony, that. Give me one more. One more, please, please, please.
No, please.
Have you directed Battlestar Galactica?
No.
You should do. It's a good program.
Okay, I don't think it's on the air anymore here in America.
No, I know. I'm playing catch-up. Have you directed Stargate SG-1?
No. No, they don't shoot those shows in America. I think they shoot those shows in Canada. Bionic Woman, you know, with Michelle Ryan, who's in EastEnders.
Yeah, yeah. No, they all do it in Canada because it's cheaper, and it sort of looks a little bit like New York, apparently. But... I've seen some programmes, including Sliders, which they used to shoot in Canada, and if the director's very, very lazy, every now and then you can see mountains in the background.
And it's not cheaper anymore. The Canadian dollar and the US dollar are the same thing.
Oh, now, really?
So it's not the same anymore.
Tony, can I ask you, as I asked the last call we had from America, why are you listening to a London radio station?
Because I used to live in England, so I'm so happy to listen to LBC.
Man, listen,
I love LBC. You know, I actually heard you on Howard Stern here in America and Howard Stern on your show.
Oh, the Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
The program I listen to in America is Howard Stern.
Is he any good still, or is he past it?
Oh, yes, no. He's great.
Okay. Well, Tony, listen, man, thanks for calling. Do call us again.
All right, Ian.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. What two fantastic calls you've had from the States tonight. Oh, he directs TV. I just had a little sniff of Sasha's money that time. Just a little sniff of it.
What did it smell like?
Smelled good, man. Smelled good. It smelled decadent. Smelled really decadent. Oh, that life could have been mine. I was that close to it.
Can I have some?
No. That was exciting, though. I don't quite know why. TV director over in the States. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Bad handshakes is a good topic. We'll do that tomorrow, I think. I don't want to waste bad handshakes. As a last hour filler. That's going to be a show opener. Tomorrow, we're opening the show with bad handshakes. That's an Ian Lee promise, because it's a good topic. Just relax for a little bit now, a little bit excited. Zach is in the Highgate.
Hello, good evening, Ian.
Hello, Zach.
Hi, first time caller to your show.
Yeah, well done.
I'm just calling with regards to the lady who rang in and read out the fool's alphabet.
Oh, yes.
You know, she said Z for breeze.
Yes.
I suppose it means Zephyr breeze. The word Zephyr, Z-E-P-H-Y-R.
Zephyr, that's like a flying thing, isn't it?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it's one of those gentle breezes, something to do with Greek mythology. I'm not sure. Just a random bit of trivia.
Oh, no, well, that kind of makes... I thought Zephyr was like an airship. What was that big airship that blew up, during the war or something?
Oh, Zeppelin, no?
Zeppelin, that's what I'm thinking of, Zeppelin. Okay. Oh, so Zephyr is a breeze?
Yes, yes. It's one of those quaint terms used in National Geographic and things like that. One of those funny tropical winds or something. I'm not really sure.
Zach, well, I think you've cleared up the fool's alphabet for us. Thank you, sir.
All right, take
cheers,
care.
Zach. Bye bye. Why don't they bring Zeppelins back? Zeppelins surely got to be the greatest form of transport ever. Chris, do you know what a Zeppelin is?
Haven't a clue.
Right, okay, I'm going to draw you a picture of what a Zeppelin looks like. Hang on. So it's like big, it's like a big balloon, big air balloon. It's sort of like a fat cigar shape, and then underneath it, there's like a sort of carriage, and there's got windows there, and then there's like a door. That's a Zeppelin. So that's like a balloon, right? And underneath, that's like a carriage, and so people go in there.
Like a blimp.
Well, it's a blimp. Why don't you tell me you know what a blimp was? I mean, I was saving myself drawing that. Martin!
Hello there.
How delightful, Martin. What can I do for thee?
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, I haven't spoken to you before, so don't give me a hard time.
I will give you a very soft time.
Thanks very much. I just wanted to tell you something about a story about Sinead Cusack.
Oh, yes.
And you were speaking to earlier.
Who isn't related to John Cusack, we've discovered.
I no idea.
She certainly isn't.
I really don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't like to say.
Okay.
But she was playing. She's a. I do like her. She's an excellent actress.
Yeah.
And she was playing the Shrew in The Taming of the Shrew.
Okay.
At Barbican years ago.
Oh yes.
My wife to see her. And yeah, I'm sure you know that the Shrew gets slapped around and thrown around.
I'm not that familiar with Taming of the Shrew. I'll be honest. It's not one of the few Shakespeare's I'm aware of.
I've only seen it once, and that was the time. But but Sinead was playing the Shrew, and there was a kind of a fight scene between the male lead and Sinead. Yeah. She was getting thrown around the stage quite a bit.
Yeah.
And he threw her one time, and she sort of bounced and flew straight off the stage.
Oh, wow.
Right into the pit.
No, really?
Yeah. She landed in a big heap, right in front of the first row.
That's quite a drop as well, isn't it?
It's about 5 feet.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Was she a professional? Did she get up and get back on the stage and carry on?
Everything went quiet, and we were about three or four rows back, and she sort of sat up and said, "Okay. You okay?" Astonished people jumped up with a smile, leapt back on the stage, and carried on with the play.
Now, Martin, you saw her in the play. Chris has written on my screen, Martin saw Sinead Cusack in concert.
No.
You didn't use that phrase, did you?
No, I didn't.
My producer is so ill-educated. uneducated. Uneducated or ill-educated. Anyway, Martin, thank you for that.
Quite all right.
Cheers, boss. In concert, Chris, she was in a flipping play, you idiot. In theatre.
That's like in a... That could be
no,
in like
it's not! In concert means singing a song.
Could be like a concert hall.
I'll just have the travel thing. It's the Travel News Now with Nicky Salmon.
Thank you very much. Well, the M25 clockwise has a lane closed off with an accident between Junction 27 for the M11 and Junction 28 for the A12. If you're there and can tell me anything more, then 08000 68 60 80 is the jam line number. Chigwell High Road in Chigwell is closed off both ways between Rolls Park and Vicarage Lane with a burst water main, and the A11 Mile End Road, you've got the traffic lights broken as you head into town at Stepney Green. In East Dulwich, there are some temporary traffic lights set up for water mains works on Lordship Lane. That's between Road and Upland Road, and heading a little bit further afield for you, the M11. It's closed off northbound between Junction 9 for Saffron Walden and Junction 10 Duxford. Looks like that's all down to some overnight roadworks. Out on the tubes, the Central Line is all back up to speed. Delays now, though, on the Bakerloo and District lines. C2C train services are all back up to speed as well, but you've still got disruptions on First Connect and Midland Mainline services between London and Luton. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
Nothing short of shameful. This government can find enough money to wage the wars, to buy the bombs, building damn silly places like the Dome that nobody gives a stuff about. And yet young men and women who get maimed and crippled, when they come back, what do? They ask us to dig into our pockets to set up a charity. Can you think of anything more perverse?
If your radio sounds powerful in the morning, then you're listening to Nick Ferrari at Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
Time is like money. Any that you have spare is very precious. So why don't you invest some of your time in something really worthwhile? GlaxoSmithKline are looking for volunteers to take part in medical trials at Clinical Imaging Centre London. In return, you'll be compensated for your time and inconvenience. So if you're healthy and aged between 18 and 60, then call us today on 0800 707 6068. That's 0800 707 6068. And find out how you can invest in the future. Help us help people to do more, feel better, live longer.
If you're a new small business or are thinking about setting up on your own, LBC 97.3 and Lloyds TSB have made a series of podcasts to help you with everything from business plans to finance and marketing.
Mentoring is not telling you how to do things. It's bringing the best out of you, really. It's being a sounding board, working through options with you and providing that support. And actually, of course, that's another key ingredient in success. Having support, family support, friends around you. You need to have a base of suppliers, somewhere to operate from. You know, even if you are working from home, you need to feel you're going to work. You know, a lot of people say, you know, they go to the shed at the bottom of the garden and put on their business clothes. If you've got a business idea, you may want to think about how you protect that. Start with the internet. Actually, there are a huge number of people who may well have looked at your idea before.
Download the free podcasts from lbc.co.uk and listen to James Max, Sunday afternoons from 5.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good evening.
Posh truffles, isn't it? Posh truffles. That's what we had. Posh truffles. Your mouth isn't educated. You don't like it, do you?
It's lovely.
No, see, if you don't like it, say you don't like it. You don't have to say you like things to please people. Your mouth isn't educated enough to understand and comprehend the taste.
The chocolate might be a little bit dark.
Well. It's delicious.
I prefer milk chocolate.
Nicky's back. He doesn't like it, Nicky.
Why don't you like it?
I prefer milk chocolate.
But that's like really proper posh and stuff. What are you going to do? You've got to finish that now.
I will.
Go on then, in front of me and Nicky, finish it.
I'm not going to eat it while you're watching me.
Finish it. In one.
No.
Don't just lick it. It'll never go. Just eat it. I'm so sorry, Nicky. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm insulted. I'm really insulted. I love it. Yeah.
Homemade posh truffles. Thank you, Nicky. Disgusting, Chris. Disgusting. Anyway, London's LBC is bringing the legend... Is Jules Holland legendary now? I suppose he is, really. The legendary Jules Holland to the Royal Albert Hall on Friday, November the 30th and Saturday, the 1st of December. You can win tickets to see Jules and his rhythm and blues band together with special guest Lulu. Oh, Chris, you put it in the bin!
I didn't.
You did. I saw you do it, and I saw you clap your hands with glee as you got rid of it.
He asked me if I wanted his other half.
Oh, really? What, Chicago? She's nice, man.
Yeah, I've seen
her. Oh, well, you're out of order, Chris. Throwing away chocolates that have been given to you and offering your girlfriend as, like, some sort of swingers party? No.
What?
London's LBC is bringing the legendary Jules Holland to the Royal Albert Hall on Friday, November the 30th and Saturday, the 1st of December. Now, you can win tickets to see Jules and his rhythm and blues band together with special guests Lulu and Ruby Turner with James O'Brien. What is he? Oh, no, you win the ticket. Right, every day until Monday with James O'Brien. You win the ticket. I thought he was going to sing a song. I'd pay top dollar to see James O'Brien singing with Jules Holland. I would pay money. Jules Holland and his rhythm and blues band at the Royal Albert Hall with London's LBC 97.3. And I'm going to try and blag a free ticket because I wouldn't mind a piece of that. That will be great. It's time to go to Joe.
Good evening.
Good evening, Joe.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. Joe, by the way, has got his own theme tune. That's why I have to play this music for those who don't know.
I do love that. I feel so special about that.
Yes, Joe, you'll get it every time until I die.
Yeah, well, I have been ringing up lately and not getting through, so I thought all this had ended.
No, Joe. The glory days have only just begun for you and me, brother. Let me tell you that. We had a director from American television on the phone. We can get out of this dump, Joe. We can make it big.
Can I come with you then? Because Chris isn't allowed, so that's a ticket for me, isn't it?
Yeah, you can come with me, brother. We can get our hands on Gervais's money.
Yeah, and I've got the theme tune to go with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's all falling into place.
That's what I like to hear.
Anyway, what'd you call in for?
Only one thing, really, but keep listening to the phone. Naomi Kuzak. She's another one, isn't she? She was
in... Naomi Kuzak?
Yeah, She was the one that was in the other show, that guy said. I can't remember.
Law and Order?
No, not Law and
Heartbeat.
Order.
Heartbeat.
Yeah, it might have been.
You've just made... I've got to say, Naomi is one of the sexiest names around. I don't know why.
Yeah, she is, actually.
It is a very, very... I tell you what, for the rest of the show, can we see if we can get as many Naomis on the phone as possible? If you're called Naomi, 0845-6060-973. It's Naomi Special from now on.
Well, why not just call everyone Naomi, whatever their name is?
Good idea. Chris, change everyone's name to Naomi, please. Anything else, Joe?
I should now be Naomi.
Anything else, Naomi?
I can say the alphabet backwards.
Oh, really?
Did you hear? Do you want to hear it, do you? Well, pointlessly ringing up, really, isn't it?
Well, hang on a second. I've got a woman who can do it. Hang on a minute. I've got this.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMOKJIHGFEDCBA.
Right, she does it in 6.5 seconds. Can you beat that?
Oh, easily.
Go on then.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMOKJIHGFEDCBA.
Naomi, well done.
Brilliant.
Good lad, thank you for that. Gotta go. I've just had an email. Have you read? I'm going to read this out. Don't look at it, Chris. I'm going to read it out. From Verinda's email address, right? Hi, Ian. It's Verinder's girlfriend. Just want to say Vinny got beaten up and he has lost the ability to use the phone. Well, there are many, many things that make me think that's nonsense. Particularly the Verinder's girlfriend line. Can we phone Vinny up? Have you got his number? Can we phone... Use his mobile, because he gets upset if we phone up and speak to his mum. Phone up his mobile. Let's find out if that's true. It's Naomi in East London. Hey, Naomi.
Hello.
Hello, Naomi. What can I do for you?
I was calling up about your Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah?
Did you know that next year, 2008, the Zeppelin should be coming back to the UK? Or coming to the UK, even?
London calls
on the Zeppelin. Rory from The Apprentice is doing it.
Who?
You know Rory from The Apprentice?
I've never seen The Apprentice.
Oh, well, you should bring
it. Well, I've seen it once, but I don't know who he is.
All right, well, he's one of the blokes, and he's actually currently doing a project. If you go online and have a look at, I think it's london-zeppelin.com.
Right.
And
hang on, Naomi. What do you mean you think it's london-zeppelin.com? Well, are you in some way connected with this?
I'm currently walking the streets of East London and unable to check my computer and verify.
But how would you know that off the top of your head if you weren't involved with it?
Because I'm a friend of his.
Oh, OK, all right, fair play. That's fair enough. But so what's he doing with the Zeppelin?
Well, he's bringing it to the UK to try and do London tours in the summer next year.
In a Zeppelin?
In a Zeppelin.
Oh, sweet as a nut. Well, if he does that, we get him in the studio and then we're going to go on a Zeppelin.
Good.
But don't they blow up?
Only one blew up, and that was the Hindenburg.
The Hindenburg?
The one that you were calling the Zephyr.
Oh, yeah, that was it. I was getting confused.
You were supposed to be super smart.
No, I'm not as well educated as I pretend to be.
Oh, really? I am.
So, why did that one blow up?
They don't know. It was a disaster that they still haven't managed to solve yet.
They don't. Isn't there? There's footage of it as well, isn't there?
There is. There's a program, a documentary on it.
Yeah.
Sorry, voice tends to go at night.
There's a little bit of. Well, Naomi, thank you for that.
No problem.
Tell what was his name? Ruby.
Rory.
Tell Rory that once he gets it up and running, he can come in as long as we get free flights.
Christy.
Cheers, fella. Bye bye.
Perfect.
Let's go to Naomi in Gants Hill. Hey, Naomi.
Oh, it's not really Naomi. Hello, Ian.
Well, no, it has to be Naomi.
All right, Naomi.
Everyone is... Although Chris is spelling Naomi, N-I-A-O-M-I.
Right.
And that's wrong, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, because that's not my name.
Well, no, but it is, though.
Okay.
He's putting... You don't need the first I. Anyway, Naomi, go on.
Right, I've got a challenge for you.
Oh, yeah.
The alphabet.
Yeah.
Do you know all the words that the police use for the alphabet?
Well, hang on, you're telling me there's a different alphabet?
Yeah. You know what they use when they call up?
Alpha Bravo.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Well, start from A.
Well, I did Alpha.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Alpha Bravo, Charlie Delta, Echo Foxtrot.
Yeah.
That's not bad, is it?
No.
Golf.
Yeah.
Hotel.
Yeah.
Indigo.
Yeah.
Lima.
Yeah, what about J?
Oh, yeah. Juliet.
Yeah.
Lima. And
K.
Am I actually getting the alphabet wrong? What has happened to me?
I don't know.
Juliet.
K.
Juliet. Kilo.
Yeah.
We've done this one, haven't we? Isn't this the phonetic alphabet?
Is it?
Chris, am I doing the phonetic alphabet again?
It sounds like it.
It does. Do your alphabet, Chris.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta.
Well, he never said he'd done it.
We did it in the first hour.
Well, he never said he'd done it when I told him.
Chris, did you never say you'd done it when she told you?
I don't think I said I'd done it.
No, you didn't, Chris.
You should have said you'd done it. You made Naomi look stupid.
Right, well, do you know it anyway?
Yes, we did it.
What did you get for M?
Mendoza. We got that smelly fool.
Very good. So you know it.
We do, Naomi, but thank you very much.
That's all right. I just thought I might catch you out.
No. Thank you, Naomi. Bye-bye. Chris, you should have told her... No, you shouldn't have told her we'd done it, because that was funny. It's Naomi in Bromley. Hey, Naomi.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, how's it going? This is funnier than I thought it would be. It's going very well, Naomi. What can I do for you?
Yeah, firstly, my first girlfriend... I mean, she was, super fit, actually.
Can I ask you a question? I'm going to ask this delicately.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask it. Listen to this.
And she got some peeled melons.
Did she?
Some peeled melons?
Did she have...
Some peeled melons.
I don't know what that means, mate. I don't know.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll move on. Okay, well, so, Naomi, what else can we do for you?
Yeah, it was just the John Cusack thing.
Yeah.
I missed the start of the show. Great show, by the way.
Thank you, Naomi.
Always keeps me amused. I don't know whether I'm clinically insane enough to phone up at this time, but I gave it a go anyway.
Good lad, well done.
Pushing Tin, you heard of that one?
Yeah, no, that's how we started this whole thing off.
Yeah, and well, I was working in Dubai around the time of 9/11.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the evening of 9/11, what did the local network put on?
Oh, Pushing Tin?
Pushing Tin.
You've got to respect that. Well done for not bowing. I hate it when you... Oh, you can't play Imagine because there's a war on.
Yeah.
Exactly. All of that nonsense. Exactly. Naomi, I've got to go to the news, but thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks.
Do call in again. I hate... I worked at a radio station once when there was something was going... XFM, when there was something going on, and we couldn't play certain songs. It's rubbish. Anyway, more of your calls after this.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30, I'm Sam Pittis. Five people have been injured after a gunman opened fire at a high school in the US. The 14-year-old student reportedly killed himself after shooting and wounding four others at Success Tech Academy in Cleveland, Ohio. Another youngster was hurt trying to escape. An investigation's underway after a teenager was shot in the chest in Woolwich. It's thought the 19-year-old was attacked after he was approached by a group of three young men in the early hours on Boyard Road. His condition's not thought to be life-threatening. The government's facing calls to intervene in the postal dispute in a Commons motion tabled by 40 Labour MPs. Most postal workers have been back at work, but staff in East and South West London have staged a surprise walkout. It's over a change in hours. Their union says members arrived for their shift at 5 a.m, only to be told they had to start at 6 and wouldn't be paid for that lost hour. And a new range of dogwear, including a jewel collar said to be worth over £500,000, is to go on show at Harrods. Ben DeLise, Vivian Westwood and Issa are among the designers who will participate in the dog walk next month. The M25 clockwise, well, one lane is closed with an accident. That's between Junction 27, the M11, and Junction 28, the A12. London's weather misty and foggy during the night. Minimum temperature 9 Celsius. This is LBC. It's 9:31.
Now remember, this session is not about blame, so, Colin?
I'm still leaving. He never returns my calls. I haven't seen him for months.
Oh, come on, how can you say that?
Well, there's no support. He just doesn't take an interest anymore.
Colin, please sit down.
I'm sorry, Mr. Harrington, it's over.
Colin, please.
If you're in business and your bank no longer deserves you, start a meaningful relationship with your local business manager from Barclays. Just visit barclays.co.uk/changebusinessbank.
I'll throw in a free mouse mat.
Barclays. Now there's a thought.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973.
It's the last 30 minutes of the show. It's fair. We've had a lot of calls tonight. We didn't get many calls last night, and I was thinking, well, maybe it's time to kill myself and go home. But we've had a lot of calls tonight, which is great. There's still time to call in, though, by the way. 0845 6060973. We're looking for genuine Naomis. As it turns out, Naomi is the sexiest name in the world. But if you're not a genuine Naomi, then it's Neve Cusack, not Naomi. Neve, thank you, Jill. Yeah. Well, anyway, we've started off on a false premise, but we're celebrating the magic of Naomis. 0845 6060973. Any stories about Naomi's would be greatly appreciated. Let's go to Thaden Boys and Naomi.
Hello there, it's not Naomi, as you said, it's Neve Cusack.
It is, yeah, apparently so, yeah. Well, oh God. Neve's it's that weird Irish name, isn't it?
It is, and it's also my daughter's name.
Oh, blimey, nearly put my foot in it there. Okay, well, sorry about that, Naomi, but we're going to stick with Naomi.
That's all right.
Theme, but it is Neve. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Thank you, Naomi.
Bye.
Let's go to East Ham. It's Naomi. Hey, Naomi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I thought that you couldn't use the phone.
Yeah, someone else dialed it for me, and
let me read the email out. Hi, Ian. It's Naomi's girlfriend. Just want to say, Naomi got beaten up, and he has lost the ability to use the phone. It's quite some story, there, Naomi.
Yeah.
It's pretty unbelievable, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but it's true.
Is it true? Let me get some details out of you. I'll tell you what's unbelievable. When did you get a girlfriend?
About a month ago.
And what's her name?
Naomi.
Yeah, well done. Well done. I had my fingers crossed you'd say it. You've passed the test. Good work, you.
Yeah. And you had this US bloke director, innit?
Yeah, the US director who directed Law... Have you seen Law and Order?
Yeah, it comes on Channel 5, so... Yeah, it's all right.
Is it? It's good, is it? I've heard of it. I've never seen it. I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, but there are a lot of programmes like that. You've got that Miami theme, CSI Miami.
Yeah, okay.
New York, yeah. And...
just going to list programmes
now. Also got Boston thing.
Boston thing, yeah.
Yeah, you've got... Channel 4 you got that...
I don't know, mate. You're not giving me any clues. You're just saying that thing. What's it called? What's that program? I need more than that.
Without a Trace.
Okay, right, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so what have you been doing the last few days?
I've been doing this, mate. I tell you what. Yeah, it was today. Chris and I played three and a quarter hours on Halo 3 on the Xbox. 3.25 hours.
You've got too much time on your hands,
isn't it? Exactly. But what a way to waste that time, playing computer games. 10 o'clock in the morning till 1:15.
Yeah, you could have, I don't know, gone shopping. You could go and met your mum, say, cooked for her, you know.
Could have met my mum. Could have gone shopping. So really, Naomi's options are, I could have met my mum or gone shopping. I did some Japanese this morning and some this afternoon, so I've done good stuff as well as bad stuff.
What about, Chris? Chris,
what's happened to you?
I'm sorry, I got beaten up. I lost memory.
Did your mind get mash up?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you get beaten up, Naomi?
About a couple of days ago. Yeah, I was looking at some girls, and
what was her name?
Naomi.
Good dad.
And her boyfriend beat me up. He said, "Oi!" And next thing I know, yeah, I'm on the floor. He's like giving me a kick in, and then what happened next was, I got up, I said, "What?" And he ran away.
And how has that kicking made you unable to use the phone, Naomi?
Yeah, he kicked me on the hand, and it's broken, both left and right.
Naomi, can I ask you, what are your views on Ofcom?
Yeah. Well, you only need... Well, you... Yeah, there's a podcast, yeah, of mine, and, my opinions are on that. So, anyway... you were talking about handshakes or something.
We're doing that tomorrow. Bad handshakes. We're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, we're saving it. Don't. We're saving bad handshakes for tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, everyone needs to compile their list of their top three worst handshakes, and we're doing it tomorrow.
Do you know that they're increasing the adverts on telly?
They're increasing the adverts on telly?
Yeah. Pretty soon, the adverts are going to be longer than the programme. And then instead of watching the programme, we want to watch the adverts.
And then you'll fast forward through the programme?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. When the adverts come on, we'll be watching that, and then when it stops, we'll go, "Oh, man!" Just when it was getting interesting, like we do on TV.
So you were quite rude about me in your podcast.
Yeah, and you were very nice to me, weren't you?
When?
On your podcast, the 8th, or I don't know, 7th, 8th. I'll forget it. I'm sorry.
When's your next one coming out?
I'm gonna keep everyone tense. So I'm not going to tell what day it's going to come out.
Keep everyone tense. Well, thanks, Naomi.
All right, then.
You've certainly got me tense.
Yeah. Anyway, Bye.
Have you gone? Yes. I'm going to keep everyone tense. Oh, man, you've got to love it. It's Naomi in Ilkley, West Yorkshire.
Konbanwa.
Konbanwa, Naomi.
Hello. Guess where I've been?
Japan.
That's it. Oh, man, it was shindigorous.
How long did you go for?
It was only 2 weeks, but I did and saw loads.
Where did you go?
I went to Tokyo.
Oh, isn't Tokyo so exciting?
Oh, it was fantastic.
It's like being in the future.
It really is.
I love it.
And then I went to... Because Tokyo is like sort of 40 mini cities in one, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got all these different sort of regions.
Yeah.
I did most... all the main ones. Went to Kyoto.
Oh, Kyoto. Those are the two places I went. Did you get the bullet train?
Shinkansen.
Because Tokyo's the future and Kyoto's the past.
It is, but you've got to go to the outer regions of Kyoto, but still, yeah. Also went to Nagano, the sort of the countryside of there. When you travel down Japan, it's like there's mountains everywhere.
An
entire stretch of the main island.
Yeah.
Sweet. And then went to Hiroshima.
Oh, yeah, I've just read a book about the bombing of Hiroshima. The atom bomb.
No.
Oh, okay.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
Is it
nice there? It's all supposed to be very pretty and stuff, isn't it?
A peace park and museum and that, and
the peace park is apparently an exact replica of the park that was there before it got blown up.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's the peace park. Yeah,
but just off the coast of Hiroshima is a fantastic island called Miyajima.
Okay,
and the entire thing is like sort of a shrine.
Yeah.
And it's got the big red temple gates in front of the island.
And then
went back to Tokyo.
I want to go. I want to try and go for a couple of weeks at some point next year. That's the plan.
It sounds like you're doing really well with your Japanese, but
slowly.
You know that lovely little Japanese girl.
Oh, Elizabeth. Oh,
yeah.
She's
she gave you the best advice, which was learn sort of travel. Japanese, you know, just like ask for directions. And
I'm just learning directions now. Actually, I can say Yubin Yoko wa Doko. I can't remember.
Where is the post office?
Yeah, Yubin Yoko wa Doko.
Deska.
Yeah, that's it. Well, thank. I'm struggling, to be honest. Now, I'm really struggling with it. I need to start speaking to more Japanese people.
Mm.
And I found a brilliant way of doing it. If I'm playing Rainbow Six on my Xbox. You can play against English people, Italian people, German people, and wait for it, Japanese people.
Fantastic.
So I joined a Japanese room the other day, and all I said was, hello, I'm English, I can speak a little bit Japanese. And they go, oh, okay, great. And I asked them what time it was in Japan, and they all went, it is 10 o'clock. I thought, well, no, you're not really playing the game. But
they love sort of trying out their English.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I when I was out there, I was trying to try out my Japanese, which, you know, it's limited, but, no, they're very friendly, genuinely friendly, but they're also keen to try out their English, and...
But apparently they're quite impressed if a Westerner tries to speak Japanese.
Whenever I sort of approach an official or something for help, and you kind of see their face sink because they say, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
But then when, you know, you ever come out with a spattering of pigeon Japanese, they're sort of keen to...
Oh, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I want to go. It's got to happen soon.
Honestly, I didn't meet a single... I'll rephrase that. Everyone I met was just... I'm suffering from jet lag. My mind's not there. I'll tell you what, this is weird. I sang some karaoke in the Japanese style, and I guess because I'm catching up on the podcast, and I heard that the last karaoke song that you sang was Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline, the slowest songs you can do.
Yeah, but I sang that out there.
Well done, lad.
I owned it.
You owned it. I was so drunk, and I was halfway through it, and I thought, flipping hell, this song goes on for ages, and it's really, really slow.
But if you sing it in, like, a northern club pub singer style...
It works.
It works.
Naomi, listen, I'm deeply envious of you, but thank you very much.
No problem.
Speak to you soon.
Sayonara.
Sayonara. It's Naomi in Dartford. Hey, Naomi.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Naomi.
Before I get onto the doorbell...
Yes.
You know Zeppelins?
Yes.
Well, I saw they were called... It was called the R-101.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw it about over 70 years ago on a school trip at Margate. Flew yes. over. R-101, it was called.
You were talking about... Do you know what the difference is between a Zeppelin and a blimp?
No, this is over 70 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, your doorbell.
Yes.
You know you said you went to home base?
Yes.
Well, that belongs to Sainsbury's.
Oh, right.
I told Chris, haven't you got a B&Q near you?
I don't think so. Does B&Q still exist?
Yes, oh. We've got loads of B&Qs. Oh. They sell everything.
Oh.
They'd have one of those things you want.
Oh, well, I'm looking for a little name tag to go under my doorbell
yeah,
is what
that's
I'm after.
It. I know what you were talking about.
Oh, I'll try and find a B&Q this weekend, maybe.
Yeah, B&Q have got them. They sell everything.
I will have a little look.
And anyway, did you do anything about your curtains?
Do you know what? I haven't really got the time to go and look for anywhere at the moment, but I'm going to have a little look somewhere else.
Look in your Thompson's.
Yes.
Under curtains and see if any shops near you.
I'll have a little
look.
Do
you have a Thompson's?
I've got a Thompson's. It's got that nice sexy Catwoman on the front.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I told you, Hillary's Blinds at the lakeside.
Yeah. I'll have a little look.
And there's a sale on.
Yep. All right, Naomi. Well, okay. I'll have a look. Is everything right with you?
Yes.
All right, love. I'll speak to you later.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He threw it away.
You're joking.
I'm not joking, Nick, and it hurts me to say it. He threw it away.
It hurts me.
I didn't.
You did, Chris. I saw you,
Agent
and then you
Chris.
Went. Then you went. Got rid of it.
I'm really upset. Do you know how much like hard work those chocolates took to make?
Do you know how much of Nicky's sweat went into those balls?
It probably did. I had to roll them in my hands. So,
I offered it to Alex first.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry.
Alex has his own truffle to eat.
Yes, thank you very much, Nicky. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. I'm pleased somebody did up there.
Let's have the travel news.
Well, good news on the M25 clockwise. There's a link, it's all back open now between junction 27 for the M11 and junction 28 for the A12 after an accident. Chigwell High Road in Chigwell closed both ways between Rolls Park and Vicarage Lane with a burst water main. Looks like that one may have to stay closed for a while. I've been told it's going to stay closed until at least tomorrow morning. In East Dulwich, there are some temporary traffic lights for water mains works on Lordship Lane. That's between Melford Road and Upland Road. And if you're heading a little bit further afield tonight, the M11's closed off northbound between Junction 9 Saffron Walden and Junction 10 for Duxford for some overnight road works. Out on the tubes, there are delays on the Bakerloo and District lines, and after a signal failure this afternoon at Harpenden, half-hour delays on First Connect and Midland Mainline services between Luton and London. LVC 97.3 travel with more updates throughout the night.
Join Jenny Eclair with some quality guests.
Britt Eklund has just walked into the studio. Do you think personally that being beautiful, being famous is tough?
I think being beautiful and being famous, if you have nothing else, yes.
Paul Young's just waltzed in. Did you learn anything on Hell's Kitchen that you didn't know genuinely before?
Well, I wanted to learn about running a kitchen if I had a restaurant, because...
Is that in the back of your mind?
Yes, in the back of my mind.
Who's going to be dropping in this week? Find out. Jenny Eclair, Saturday mornings at the later time from 11, LBC 97.3.
Order! Can my right honourable friend confirm that the thrifty economic policies of the past regarding endowments will continue?
When it comes to endowment policies, we will always sell through AAP, not surrender.
Budget for much more by selling through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960.
At Homebase, there's 20% off selected furniture, and we've now taken an extra 10% off, but not for long. Homebase, make a house a home.
Ian Lee's
Good Evening.
Oh, who's been here the longest? Naomi has. Naomi, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
That's you, Naomi.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. What can I do for you?
Well, basically, I've been listening to the show all night.
Yes.
And there's been a few things that have come on, but the one that's really sort of stood out in my mind is the one where you were talking about the cut-off point for a dwarf.
Well, yes, I thought it was 5 foot, but I'm prepared to...
Oh, really?
I thought it was.
Oh, you might have broke my heart.
Oh, why?
Well, because I'm 4 foot.
You're 4 foot?
I used to get a lot of stick at school, and I just wanted to lay a few people to rest and just put them in their place, really. But
how old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 4 foot?
I'm 4 foot. I used to get a lot of stick when I was at school, but I get more stick now that I'm at work.
Yeah. Well, so, but the stick for what? For being tiny?
Yeah. Well, I mean, being so tiny and everything in my job, it doesn't really work. It doesn't really help anyway.
What job are you?
I'm a suspended ceiling fixer.
You are making this up.
I am not. I'm serious. I'm a suspended ceiling fixer. And I walk around on stilts, and because I'm only 4 foot, I'm literally just over the top of a tall pair of steps.
You are not...
People laugh at me and stare, and I find it really difficult. But the thing is, I've got a really understanding boss, yeah, and he helps me out a lot, so...
What, does he give you piggybacks and stuff?
No, not piggybacks. He just puts me on low-level ceilings. Every time that someone wants a low-level ceiling, I'll go around the country and just put these low-level ceilings in. I mean, sometimes it's a bit difficult because I don't get a lot of work, but then other times there's a lot of work and I struggle all the time. But
I suppose you can buy children's clothes as well, but, so you haven't got to pay VAT.
Yeah,
so that's right.
I mean, but my boss, he gets me these high vises and he even gets them specially made, and they're a lot smaller than... Because, I mean, when you get the extra large ones, they're hanging over my knees, so...
Yeah, they would be. Well, Naomi, listen, thank you for that. I don't believe a word of it, but thank you very much. It's Naomi in Clapham.
Hi there.
Hey, Naomi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, good. Why the name Naomi? I just found out.
Because of Neve Cusack.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can I just ask, Chris, have we had any genuine Naomis calling in?
No.
Okay.
Can we change names then?
No, we can't. It's Naomi for the rest of the show.
Oh, okay. So I can call you Naomi as well, then?
You can if you want, but it's Ian.
All right, Naomi Ian, then.
There we go, Naomi Ian, yes. Pervert.
So how's the... no, I'm not.
No, I'm teasing.
Oh.
A little bit.
So how's the show been?
It's been a good one tonight. We had lots of calls. We didn't have very many calls last night, and I thought, well, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe the bubble has burst, but we've had a lot of calls tonight.
No, Ian, you're too good. No way.
Correct.
We could not have you not on the radio.
Well,
it would be a bit sad.
It could happen. It wouldn't be our choice.
Oh, no. They know where their bread's buttered. You bring them in. You bring all the all the listeners
I
in.
I don't. But it doesn't matter. In all honesty, I don't. But it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So, Naomi, why have you called in?
Just to say, could you change the name?
To what?
Why don't you use my name, Susanna.
But your name's Naomi.
No. Name me Naomi.
No, your name's Naomi.
Okay, in my nightmares.
So we will use your name for the rest of the show. So
thank you.
Everyone's going to be called Naomi. Thank you for that, Naomi. And to carry on the tradition, it's Naomi in Brock Hill who wants to talk about the alphabet.
Oh, is that me? No, well, you can't. It wasn't Brock Hill. I said Vauxhall.
Vauxhall, all right.
He got it wrong.
He's an idiot, that's why.
Well, he is. Well, what I'm saying is I was doing work on my laptop, and obviously there's an alphabet on there, and I just thought... I haven't been listening to the beginning of the show, but I thought no one's been talking about that yet.
Okay, go on.
Right, well, so basically it's the fact that the keyboards are rubbish, right? They should be designed with all the keys that you use the most often in the middle. So, like, the E and the S and the A and stuff.
But that's what the QWERTY keyboard is...
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's for typewriters.
What?
It was made for typewriters.
Yeah, exactly, but it's...
So that all the buttons don't crash together.
No, it wasn't for that.
Yeah, it was.
It was so your fingers could reach the most used letters in the right way.
No, that's rubbish. They used to do it on the typewriters, yeah? Basically all the letters didn't crash together and jam the typewriter.
I don't think that's the case
at all.
No,
that is the case.
I'm prepared to fight you about that, Naomi.
Yeah, well, where do you live?
Well, I'll let it go this once, all right?
But I mean, you've only got about 5 minutes. Well, see if people calling you, I'm pretty sure I'm right. But anyway, so just to say that they should change it. So, well, regardless of what they did it for before, yeah?
Yeah.
All the letters now, they should change it so they're in the middle. So, you know, your E and your S.
Hang on a second, stay there. Let's hang on. Let's just try. Line one, do you know why they... Oh, he's gone. Let's try this. Line four, do you know about the keyboards and typewriters?
I do. It's QWERTY.
Yeah, we know it's...
Yeah, I know what it is.
We know what it is, Naomi, yeah, but why is it QWERTY?
Because it's the keys spell typewriter, the top line.
Yeah, well, I know that, but why... Are they in that order? Is it because they're... I'm going to cut you off.
No.
Yes. Let's try this one. Line one. Why is it QWERTY?
Why is it QWERTY?
Yes, Naomi. Why is it QWERTY?
No, this is Martin.
No, it's Naomi. it's definitely Naomi.
The reason it's QWERTY,
yes,
is so that they could slow the typing down so all the keys didn't hit the paper at the same time.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Naomi. All right, Naomi, well, in that case, I'll admit I'm wrong.
Right, so there you go. So that's what I'm saying, right? When they invented the computer,
yes,
they should have said, all right, now everyone, look, just stop being lazy. We're not using the typewriter anymore. We're using the computer, yeah? So why don't we just relearn?
But everyone's really familiar with the QWERTY.
Well, yeah, they were, but like if they'd done it then it would have been fine now, wouldn't it?
You know the keyboards
everyone would know it by now.
You know the keyboards in France, they don't use QWERTY, they use a different thing.
Yeah? Well, yeah. There you go. No, they don't, because I've been to France.
No, they do. They do.
No,
I think
it's the same thing, like the at symbol's in a different
place. No. Naomi, honestly.
Well, it depends where you go. I've definitely been to...
No, honestly, it's a different thing. I think it's not that much different, but it's different.
Yeah, like I said, the at symbol's over...
No, it's not. It's the letter. Will you shut up? It's the letters. Naomi's getting right on my nerves. Give me a break, please.
Two features which I think are absolutely brilliant with DAB are pause and rewind and the ability to record a radio show on a digital card for subsequent listening. I mean, that is something that has never existed before DAB. And, well, it's difficult to see how radio can ever get better than it is with DAB.
Tony's digital radio has all the bells and whistles, but none of the hiss and crackle. Find out if you can do digital at getdab.com.
London's biggest conversation continues with Clive Bull after the news at 10. LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
I can say that. Clive Bull's on at 10. I can say it. I've been saying it. I can say it. Naomi in Turpike Lane. Hello, Naomi.
Hello. I think Felicity is a bit sexier than Naomi.
You think what?
Felicity is a better sexier than Naomi.
Felicity,
yeah.
No, it's not. It's not. Very unsexy name.
Felicity, yeah, no.
Felicity, no. High boots. Yeah. What? Are you calling from the past or something? Because your phone is flipping awful.
No, phone. Anyway, Alphabet, yeah. Are you with me here? Hello?
Sort of just.
Alphabet, yeah. A is for apple, B is for balloon, K is for cat. It's funny myself.
I'm going to cut you off because you're weird. Naomi! In Orpington.
Ah, yeah, that'd be me then.
Yes, no, me, yeah. I see a flaw in this plan, yes.
Yes, so do I. John Cusack films.
Thank you! They use AZERTY in France, not QWERTY, it's AZERTY.
Do they?
Yes, I was right, I knew that was the case. Thank you, Richard, yes. Good John Cusack film, Naomi.
Three of them. Sure Thing.
Sure Thing?
Yeah, all 80s films, when he was a bit younger.
Oh, okay.
Sure Thing, Better Off Dead, and One Crazy Summer. And you've never heard of any of them,
have you? No, I've not heard. Are they like sort of teen films?
Yeah, they're like the old teen comedy things around the days of Porky's, but they weren't as dirty.
Okay, yes. I never saw Porky's, but I remember seeing a poster of it and thinking, cool, blimey. I remember there were some girls in a shower or something.
Oh, it's great when you're a teenager, but you look at it now and you think, what on earth are they going on about?
Yeah, the films, yeah, there were a lot of sort of dirty teen comedies in the 80s, weren't there?
Exactly. These were... John Cusack wasn't in those. His were more just like 80s stupid, happy comedy.
Naomi, I've got to go. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Let's just take one more call. Yes, Naomi, what do you want?
Ian?
Yes?
If Vinny can't use a phone, what the hell is he using to be online on MySpace?
Well, exactly. Well, a computer, I'd have thought, actually. I don't know. Anyway, if you missed the show today, it wasn't bad, actually. It was quite a good one. It sounded quite a bit like this. We're doing an alphabet special, ladies and gentlemen.
Stereo tape recorder.
What's that funny alphabet called?
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot.
Computer.
How many steps can you do in one go?
Taxi.
It's Kazakhstan, line 5, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
You fat lump, you're not getting any food, now get lost. How many steps can you do in one go?
Talk to my mate Steve, he's really good at doorbells.
Can you have been blown off by a plane? I don't think so. If anyone else has seen the film Pushing Tin, does that happen in it?
Keep on running, you lot.
You are fat and lazy, now get lost. Come and give me a big scratch, mister, come on.
There you go, coming up against me leg.
Oh, God. Oh.
Ice cream.
Roger. Sting, tantric, underwater, violence, weather, Excellent. Yes. Zappa.
Pen.
I don't know, Alex. It's one of the oddest and one of your best. Let's quickly take a call. Line two. Naomi, you're on the air.
It's Alpha Beta, not Bravo.
Sorry?
It's Alpha Beta, not Bravo.
Sorry?
It's Alpha Beta, not Alpha Bravo.
Oh, do you mean beta? Beta?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, what's that all about? That was a good show tonight. Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you, Alex. Clive Ball's up next. 0845 6060973 is the number if you want to call him. I shall be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It's Thursday tomorrow, which means it's nearly the weekend. That's something to look forward to, isn't it? Isn't it? I'm seeing my little niece and nephew at the weekend, so that's going to be fantastic. Right, I'm off. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, a gunman shot four people at a high school in the US, three people injured at the Tate, and new therapy to treat people with mental health problems. It's 10 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis.